You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Is that it? Is that the whole intro now? It's short? Oh, we got. Oh, I like Rocky music. I will say I do like that. This is good. All right, now you're going to be going. You're stroking my ego a little bit fine, guys. I was in a little bit of a mood when I started the show.
No.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Here on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com.
No, we are not. We aren't on that network.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a $1.50 discount.
Network. Thank you.
Save $1.50 a month. Get a 14-day free trial. Why not check out all the other shows on the Gas Digital Network, Legion of Skanks. Believe you me. Hey, Joe Liz, thanks for fucking joining us, you fucking late dick. Well, maybe you don't know what I can do to you physically.
You're always late, Lewis. You're late for your own podcast. How about that?
How about that now? How about that now?
Sorry, I'm late. I told you guys I was going to be late.
You did.
Quit acting like I didn't say I was going to be late.
Joe, you were one of the doubters.
Yeah, I thought you were going to lose. I really did. I thought you were going to lose badly.
You were one of the doubters. He hit me up multiple times telling me to pull out of the fight.
I didn't say pull out of the fight. I said pull out of your girlfriend.
She's not the one.
Sorry.
Make sure you do not get her pregnant. You did say that.
No, I didn't say pull out. I was just concerned. Well, here's the thing. All I know is the guy's a trained black belt. I didn't know he was balding. I didn't know he was going to fight like that.
You knew he was 40 years old.
I didn't know how old he was. I didn't know anything. I just knew he was a black belt and trained.
Yeah. Are we live on YouTube right now?
Yes.
This is YKWD. It's not the Real Ass Podcast. Not Gas Digital. It's Riotcast. I'm filling in for one Robert Kelly. Where the fuck is Robert Kelly?
I already left his cell phone here.
On a plane.
For the audio listeners, Joe picked up a remote control.
Where is Bobby? He's home. He was home yesterday.
He's flying to Canada today.
Yeah. Oh, Canada.
All right. There you go. So Bobby's flying to Canada. We were going to do, we're going to do a YKWD regular show.
Yes.
And Dan Soder got called to the set of Billions, mm-hmm. and so Gabby was like, "Who else should we get?" I did not suggest this. I wanted to stay away from her because I've been fucking with her in Vegas. It's been a whole thing. Kimberly Congdon, my girlfriend, is here as well.
Yep, I'm here.
What
still
up,
here.
Girl?
That must have been so hot, huh?
What? Watching
Lewis
him beat him
beating up a guy?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's something.
I was really into it. I had a really embarrassing Instagram story.
Yeah, you can pull some of that up if you want.
No,
for...
I mean, like, it's fine.
Pull up my Instagram.
I brought that up.
Oh, you have that right here. This is Kim right here.
Where's Abby Rosenquist? I thought she was supposed to be here.
Couldn't.
She couldn't make it.
Oh, jeez.
Put the audio on for this.
Yeah, fuck him up!
Now let's just...
Fuck him up!
I mean, it's hard.
That's
for
ride
me.
Or die right there.
Oh, wow. You're a horrible person.
Yeah.
She's Florida garbage.
I was yelling at him that he was bleeding because I was behind him in Ryan O'Neill's corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, "You're bleeding, bitch." And people in the crowd were like looking at me like, "Something's wrong with her."
Yeah. Why were you in his corner?
Because it was like where the VIP section was.
Yeah, she was
it
behind that. Like, she was sitting behind where Ryan O'Neill was.
So I remember Adrian being in Apollo's corner.
Yeah, that is true. Uh-huh. Yeah, what a night. We're going to talk about that on today's show.
Mm-hmm. We are?
Also, we're talking about the return. It's an all Louis show today because Louis C.K. made his return Sunday night to the Comedy Cellar here, mm-hmm. which everybody's happy about this. Nobody will publicly say it. Nobody's tweeting
I'll
that they're
it.
Happy about
I
it.
I tweeted Kim it Congdon this morning.
I got to be honest with you. People are pussies. Comedians themselves are fucking pussies. Here's a good test. If a comedian is being silent about this on social media, they are happy that Louis C.K. is back. That is a telltale sign because everyone else is just fucking shitting on him, and they're all pussies. So we're going to talk about that
as well.
You
can tell that because the crowd went bananas when he came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 100% of the tweets are, fuck this, he shouldn't be back.
Yeah, exactly.
So it lets you know that only the negative people are writing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
like a Yelp review.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really, really good point. Some girl tweeted, so it was a comic, she tweeted, Louis C.K., Chris Hardwick, and who was
T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller walking to a bar. And then I just quoted it, and I wrote, and the crowd went nuts.
That's really funny.
And that bitch worked for, what's his name? Chris Hardwick. She thanked him. Like, there's a tweet from her thanking him for the job. Allie,
yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. TMZ just emailed me. It says, urgent is the title. And it says, Hope you're doing well. I'm reaching out to see if you'd be available to come on TMZ Live today to talk about Louis C.K.'s return. Is this something you'd be available to? Please let me know if this is something we can look into. Here's my direct line and my cell phone. Looking forward
Joe's not the type of guy to do that. Anybody who does that is whack. Hmm. Anybody who's going to piggyback and
it's
take...
It's why I was late.
We need you to come back and do pickups.
I'm like, the man's a monster.
But here, this is what happens. You get comics that, any comics that will do that, and I'm going to eat my words because somebody that I respect is going to end up fucking going to TMZ and do this. But it's just anybody who's going to take the opportunity to piggyback on and talk about some other dude returning to comedy and use that as an opportunity. They're fucking whack.
It's not even some other dude. It's just his specific situation doesn't seem wrong to me. I even read the articles again where the women were like, we were all together in our coats, and he asked if we can masturbate, and we said yes. And then he started taking his clothes off, and then we were like, oh, I guess it's not a joke. But it's like, you know how long it takes fat people to take their clothes off? Like,
that is true.
They had time to leave. Yeah. He had to take his pants off, his shirt off, his fucking underwear, to bend over
layers.
His fat stomach.
Yeah.
It's winter.
Shoes.
It's winter.
Yeah.
It's like, and then they were like, then he wasn't kidding. It's just like a weird situation.
It's also just fucking, oh my God, boo-hoo. I've just dealt with real shit in my life. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. Look, here's the thing. He didn't hold the door closed. He didn't block any women in the corner of the room. But even if he did, I'm just going, whatever, man. I watched my mom fuck a guy for money.
Okay,
there's like shit that I've seen in my life. I used to get beaten physically with objects regularly when I was a child.
But not on Saturday night.
He's rock hard right now.
Yeah, I'm masturbating, actually. I'm doing my own Louis C.K. impression.
We are loving it.
Yeah, I know you are. So Louis C.K. returns Sunday night to the Cellar. And Noam, who I got to say, real ass dude of the fucking...
He is
century.
A real ass dude.
I love Noam. I really, really like Noam. I don't know how much he likes me. The Comedy Cellar hasn't booked me enough, so I guess not that much.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the booking.
He's the reason I got in the Comedy Cellar.
He can get a guy in, and he can get a guy, proverbial guy, ladies.
He doesn't even look at me. He looks right through it.
But he's not doing the booking.
Yeah, no,
like
I know.
If he doesn't want you at the club, he can...
You're gone.
He owns the club, but I don't think he books anything.
He's the one who got me in. I mean, I still had to... I guess be approved by Esty somehow.
Right.
But like I started working on his, you know, word.
Yeah, he got me an audition too from this podcast. It was the one where with Dustin Chafin.
Yeah.
I was the only regular on it. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's neither here nor there. I really took the energy out. Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, Louis beat up a guy. Louis.
It was supposed to It was supposed to be soda. It was going to be a magical fucking the record. You know what we got to do?
You know what, dude?
We got to just fucking cut Bobby out. Cut these idiots out, okay?
Wow.
Me, you, and Dan do a regulars just on Patreon.
I love that.
Patreon only, okay?
I need the money.
We need the money.
Yeah.
We need the money.
This
okay?
podcast does not pay very well.
This one pays nothing.
Yeah.
This pays fucking nothing. Bobby is a very smart guy because what are you being paid to be here?
I get paid to be here.
How much?
What?
Like I do producing stuff.
How much do you get paid?
I'm not telling you.
I produce the laughs. I was thinking about it. I've been on the show for 6.5 years, 2-hour show, probably average 30 times a week. So that's 30 times 6 is 180.
30 times a week?
I mean, 30 times
like,
a year.
What?
30 times a year times 6, that's 180 times times.
He was literally thinking this because he's already had the memory of it.
Yeah, and then 2 hours. So that's like 180 times 2 is 360 hours divided by 24. Somebody else?
And I just came. There we go.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
For zilch.
Zero money.
Sounds like someone's making an
you
invoice.
You just said you got into the Comedy Cellar because you were on this podcast.
Yeah, that's Noam. I was talking to Noam, I was in way before this podcast even
see,
existed.
See, Bobby brainwashes them because he's like, dude, the opportunity, dude. Wait, it's not L.A.
Yeah,
it's not fucking L.A. It's not, oh, I get exposure through the fucking YKWD podcast. Suck my dick. I'm taking this microphone home. I'm bringing this microphone and this stand back to the Gas Digital Studios.
I got the TV.
There you go. Everyone take something off the wall. Kim, take the Bobby Kelly painting.
I don't want that.
Take a sitar. One of the many sitars.
No, those are guitars.
I'll take the table.
And the
okay. So Louis, it was Sunday night he came back?
Sunday night.
Comes in, crowd goes fucking nuts. Okay, Noam wasn't there, but pull up Noam's quotes from the New York Times article. Because Noam just doesn't really give a fuck. People are like...
Well, he does, though. He's terrified also.
Is he?
Well, he has his... I think he has... No, I don't want to say he's terrified. I don't want to speak for the guy. But I think that it's nerve-wracking to have this many people be like, fuck the Cellar and blah, blah, blah. He's not terrified. But I think he's...
I think you got to make a decision. It's weird because it's never have we had a time where a restaurant owner had to deal with Me Too backlash. Like, it's like a crazy fucking thing, you know?
Nobody's ever dealt with Me Too backlash. I think that's the issue.
But it's spilling over because the past couple of years now has sort of been like, you know, celebrities getting called out for this shit. But now it's spilling over to the point where it's going down to fucking comedy club owners.
Right.
Like, if a comedy club owner doesn't shut his doors to Louis C.K., now they're getting phone calls. And I'm sure it's very few.
Well, a lot of these people on Twitter, they want us. We're bad people if we don't leave the room and not talk to them and tweet about it. They think we're it. This is the problem. It's all this periphery.
What happens
thing.
If you ask to smell his fingers? Because that's typically my go-to.
It's right there.
I was sort of tying it tighter, actually. I don't know if you guys noticed my hand. I was actually squeezing it and pulling it in. I have a difficult time moving my hands right now. We'll talk about that today, too. Many injuries.
Yeah, you got punched in the face a couple times.
Whoa, Joe, barely.
All right.
Did you see the CompuStrike stats?
The what?
the one, the who?
I think you have a fucking concussion.
No, I have no concussion. I'm doing great. He punched me like twice in the face, barely.
All right.
Barely.
You punched him in the face.
Goddamn right, I punched him in the face. We're going to get into
it. Was he swelled up?
We're going to get into it, Joe. You want to talk about this or Louis first? I'm doing
a
Louis thing
first. Headline with Louis, obviously. He should be closing.
I agree.
No, let's just let's.
All right.
We're already talking about the Louis
CK
thing.
We'll save your dumb fight.
Yeah, we'll save the fight for later. And we'll talk about whatever. We might take calls, right?
Sure.
Gabby?
Gabby, you look great.
Gabby's gorgeous. It's infuriating.
No, she's not gorgeous. She looks good.
No, she's like model-esque. I mean, she's like a
Thank
little
you.
Also doodly in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like it's because I'm big. I'm tall.
She's like a...
Yeah, you are big. Yeesh.
Here's the thing about Gabby. She's so pretty, but just telling her she's big and doodly, it's just... It'll get into her head a little bit. It's just great. I don't know.
He's hard again.
Yeah, I don't know. I like hurting a woman's feelings.
My feelings are so hurt.
Yeah. So what did Noam say? So right here. All right. So Dorman described the 15-minute routine as typical Louis C.K. stuff. Blah, 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 five women.
Two of them were the girls in the winter coats. One of them, he asked, and she said no. And then he apologized.
The other one.
And then two of them, he masturbated in front of him in a hotel room, which was in 2002. He's 40 years old. I bet he's asked a bunch of women if he could do this. Two of them said yes his whole life.
Or two of them said no.
Like, or no.
No, he probably gets a lot of women to say yes.
Yeah. No,
and then
he jerked off
on the phone with one of them, too. That was the other one. That was the only one where I was like, all right, Louis, fine.
That's a little creepy.
They got you on that one.
But we also haven't heard his side of all these stories.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Here's how he fucked up. Kim, you said this on the train on the way over here. He fucked up because when he apologized, it's sort of one in one fell swoop, you admit guilt in all of those things.
Right.
And that's all anybody's going to take from... And his apology was actually really smart, and there was moments of it that were kind of like funny and like interesting. I remember just like thinking, it's not exactly a straight up apology. It was like, there was almost a little sarcasm there in points of it.
It was a bit.
Yeah. But it was like... because he apologized, that kind of fucked him up. He should have never apologized. I don't think he did anything wrong. I think he did what would be considered perverse. And I don't think being perverse is wrong. I think women are celebrated for being perverse today. If a woman was like, yeah, I called this guy and I fucking rubbed my pussy on the phone with him.
People
like,
would be like,
you
that's
go,
so
girl.
Hot. Yeah.
You go, girl.
That's so hot.
You
did
get
he
him.
Love it? And she's like, he didn't know. Everybody would be like, cool.
Like this
cool.
Asia Argento chick.
Here's
that.
My number.
Legion of Skanks getting heat now too. We get in the Daily Mail, and
really,
yeah, because Asia Argento, I guess, sent Jeff Leach naked photos, and when Jeff Leach was with his girlfriend, and Jeff Leach was on our show, and he told the story, and he was like, "Stop sending me naked photos. I want my chick," and she was like, "Oh, whatever." And he was just making the point that it's kind of ironic that she's one of the leaders in this Me Too movement and she's fucking sending him unwanted nudes. So then it came out that she fucked these 17-year-old kids.
One kid.
Now there's two now, right?
Oh, wow.
Isn't there another kid now? But also,
my phone vibrated in my pussy right when you said that. I swear to God, it was great.
Kim told me she fucked a 17-year-old when she was 21. It made me furious.
I did not say that. I would never, ever, ever.
Wait, is that
ever.
A crime in Florida?
No, I didn't.
What's the age of consent in Florida? It's fine in Florida. Here's my point about all this. The Asia Argento fucking story is not even a story. It's not even a story.
I was 20.
She fucked a 17-year-old kid, fine. It's creepy, but it depends on what state you're in. In certain states, that's not even illegal. In New York, the age of consent is 17.
Nice.
Nice.
But it is a good point that you make all the time, Liz. It's like in one state, 17 is fine, and the other one, someone's like a creep and their whole career is ending.
Yeah.
Just by crossing state lines. Like, it's like a weird thing that we've made. I think it should all be 18 and up because...
No, go down 16. I say round down.
No. I think we should go 18. Have you ever met a 16-year-old? Some of them, like, look really young still.
But some 18-year-olds look really young.
I know.
You know? Those are the ones you go
for. I think when you go to college, it's when you're free and out of your parents' house.
When you fuck
an appropriate thing.
Why did you fuck a 17-year-old? How did that come about?
He was in college.
He was a freshman in college.
He was very smart.
Yeah.
And then he lied and said he was 18?
But a 17-year-old man can be buff. You know, you lift weights. You can get a good-looking 17-year-old boy.
Yeah, he was athletic.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about this. I just realized I don't want to hear about this anymore. He was athletic.
And he ate pussy
and
like
he lied,
a 25-year-old.
Yeah. I met him at a bar.
And I, by the way, I pictured this as a white kid, and now I just realized that this is probably a black kid because you can't tell blacks' ages.
College.
Was it a black?
It was a mix. It was a mix.
Irish.
An Irish.
He was a mick. I see.
A little bit of everything.
I was half black, half white. That was your steez for a little while, huh?
Yeah. I went through phases.
Yeah, that was his rapper name, Phases.
MC Phasers.
I hate hearing about it. Did you listen to your chick talk about fucking dudes ever?
I've gotten to a point where now we've been having sex for 8 years.
Yeah.
So now I might be spicy. I'm like, yeah, give me something. Throw it at me.
No, you do.
I might be spicy.
Woo!
At some point, you got to start mixing it up
a
little bit.
Fun.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
If she threw something at me while I was fucking her, I would throw my fist at her. It was a joke. Bob Bandana right here.
I just start
just
shaking.
A joke.
Yeah, you dive under the table.
Stop crying, Kim. Yeah, so...
past sex is not... But you're having sex with the person now. And it's like, you've had sex with 500 women.
Don't even fucking bring it up.
What are you talking about?
Don't even fucking...
25.
Start. He lost his virginity to me.
She gets jealous,
That would
too.
Be gross. That would be
yucky.
That would
be weird.
Don't you think that would be yucky?
No.
If he had never fucked before?
Yeah, probably.
No. Don't you want a guy that's
bad.
Been fucking hard for
Have you
years?
Ever taken any virginities, Kim?
Yes.
Oh, I forget it. I don't want to hear any more about it.
I was 17.
I lost my virginity to a virgin.
She just said it away like she's got a fucking list of them. She's like, oh, have I?
I used to hunt them down, actually.
How many virginities?
I used to prey on them.
How many virginities have you taken?
Just one.
Let's throw some numbers out there. Let's have fun.
This is fun. How many virginities have you taken, Jack?
Just one.
You guys are pussies.
I think just one.
Gab dog.
Zero.
You've taken zero virginities?
I've taken zero virginities.
Told you she wasn't good looking.
You gotta take a virgin before you die.
Is that not kind of hot for a chick, though? Like an older chick. Would you do that now? If there was like a 21-year-old kid who was good looking, and you weren't with me, obviously.
Yeah.
I'd do it if I was with you.
Yeah.
That's hotter if you're with her. Don't you want to watch her fuck a 19-year-old kid who's a virgin a little bit?
He's like shaking. His arms are shaking on top of me. Come on.
No, why? He has no core strength?
He's
why
nervous.
You
He's
can
nervous.
Beat him up after if you need to.
That's fucking... No, I would not. How old are you, Gabby?
I'm 24.
You're 24. Gross. So would you... Yeah. If there was like a... we'll go younger because Kim's so old as shit. So,
how old are you?
27.
So don't let's die. Say there's like a 19-year-old kid, virgin, but really good looking, just pure.
I think 20, yes.
You
if
would
he's
do
20.
It. You would say, fuck
good.
It. I'll teach you.
20 knows what's up.
Yeah,
but
if
he's a 20-year-old virgin, he's a fucking nerd.
Or he's shy.
Well, Mike's a 41-year-old virgin, so let's ask him.
He could be 40. A Christian or,
40?
You know.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you a virgin?
No.
He's married.
You could be a virgin and married. That happens, right?
I don't think so.
Saving ourselves for Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. I think that, I guess no, there's something kind of hot about that. Like, but that's the double standard right there because I don't even look at it as creepy. Like, if I said right now, oh, yeah, dude, 18-year-old girl, 19-year-old girl, take her virginity, get that V-card. That sounds disgusting. But, like, when you guys say it, it's just like a fucking porno.
Yeah, women are hotter than men. So it's hotter when they say things, even if it's kind of gross and perverted.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So... What about you, Mike? How many virgins have you
just
taken?
Just the first one.
Lewis is just waiting to tell us how many he's taken.
I'm embarrassed. I don't want to talk about
please,
it anymore.
Tell
how
us.
Many? How many?
5? 10?
35.
At this point.
Don't leak it
10.
Out of him.
There's
7.
There's a handful. No,
you remember,
seven.
Lewis is a barker, so he did a lot of... grabbing people off the street.
I did. Did I ever grab a virgin off the street?
Ew. Jeez. That is a terrible song lyric.
Have I ever grabbed a virgin off the street? Name of the show.
New podcast.
I got to tell you, I'm reading this book, Missoula, by John Krakauer, who's my favorite writer. Mm-hmm. And it's about rape on college campuses. It's a real issue. I mean, it's all hoo-hoos and ha-has over here, but my God, these women are getting raped.
You think they're being raped a lot? I mean, women were getting dragged out of bars nightly in college.
Doggy. They're not getting raped anymore on college campuses than they are in fucking libraries.
No.
It's the same shit.
No, they are.
No, it's absolutely different. No. Yeah. Nobody rapes in a library.
There's nobody's ever done a study on this.
You know who very few people... You know, there's very few amount of rapes with, like, the ski mask jumping out of the bushes. That's a very low number. It's mostly acquaintance
And even
rapes,
in college,
like
86%. We had a few.
All right, fucking 1993. We get it. We know this.
Okay, we get it, Lewis. You rape people.
You know what? We're trying to move past.
He's, like, sweating.
It's a new time.
Trying to work this podcast up a little bit.
Yeah.
This book is ruining my sex life, too.
Why is the book ruining your sex life?
Because it's just about, I'm just reading about rape and rape stats and horrible rapes. I'm having sex. I just imagine rapes, and I have to stop. I got to limp.
Sarah, tell me about some guy you fucked. These rapes are bumming me out.
I know. I tried that, but it's all rapes, so I guess. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, no.
It's terrible.
Yeah, look, I think, yeah, it does kind of suck. It sucks to be a woman.
Kinda.
I say that all the time. Like, you know, when I grappled with Bisping in preparation for this fight.
Yeah, he raped sort of.
And he mauled me. He fucking got on top of me and fucking mauled me. And it was, I couldn't do anything. And it made me feel like less of a man. And I was like, dude, like, just at any point, he could just take me and drag me into a fucking hallway and take my butthole. If you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I'm saying this, making this point with a bunch of women, and I'm looking at their faces, and they're all like, they're making their face like, this is our lives.
Yes.
It's just how we live every single day.
It's time you woke up.
I'm becoming more woke.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to do. Let's
do you want to hear a really crazy thing? Some girl got pulled off the street, like at a bar, like in like a place like Greenwich Village, and her boyfriend was, and all of his friends were like 10 feet ahead of her. And she was just walking behind them because she stopped to say hi to a bouncer or something. And a car pulled up, opened the door, and they dragged her in, and her boyfriend pulled her out by the open window right before they took off.
God.
And she said there was hundreds of people around, and the people were speaking a foreign language in the car.
Oh, wow.
They're going to kidnap her.
2020.
Wow,
send
sex slavery.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot, though. Like, is that not a weird word? Like, as a fantasy, as a woman, do you not kind of want to get kidnapped and sold into sex slavery?
Well, if you in a car.
No, you don't want to get kidnapped, but you want to get attempted and your boyfriend yank you out, for sure.
That's cool. That's kind of
bad. That's like, when he yanks you out, you're like, you know?
Oh, my God, I was almost raped.
How bad are they at planning where they left their window open, though?
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
That's how hot it is in the city right now.
That's true.
I don't think it was New York. I think it was Austin,
Texas. They couldn't afford air conditioning. You're from Texas. Is that you and your crew?
I don't roll with them anymore.
Yeah, I hear about that a lot. Like, chicks, like, guys, like, pull over the car when they're, like, hammered, and they try to get them to come in, because it's, like, I guess it's just, like, easy prey. That's, like, a wounded deer, you know?
Well, that's what they did. You got to read this book. It's fucking blowing my mind. These guys, these, like, frat dudes, they purposefully, the guys tells the story. They don't, a lot of rapists don't realize they're rapists.
Right.
The guy's just openly talking about this. He's right. Like, yeah, we would have parties. We would get them drunk. So they're sleepy. And he's like, then I'd like wrestle with her. She started squirming. He's like, the squirming helped because I got her blouse off. It's like insane. He's like, this is what we do. He's like, we do it all the time.
Wow.
That's he's just he's telling the story.
I mean, look, when we were in college, we would wait till the end of the night and just fucking just try to hook up drunk.
But that's
what everyone
did. But I feel like everybody
did.
That's okay.
But
yeah.
It's kind of not like in this.
It's
here's
not,
the thing.
Yeah.
Right now, right? If my buddy... If one of my comic buddies said, dude, let's just wait till the end of the night and get, like, the drunkest girls here and try to hook up with them, I would go, dude, that sounds like a rape plan.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what we did in college.
Yeah.
Like, the times
and
changed.
And that's what the women did,
I don't know
too.
If it was
like,
being,
we would all go out drinking to hook up at the end of the
100%,
night. 100%.
Like, the lights would come on. I remember 4 o'clock in the morning, and you would see the lights would come on in the bar. Just kind of look around and be like, all right, well, who's left? It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking gross way to be. I get it. I don't even fuck you when you're drunk.
No.
She gets drunk sometimes. She gets like horny when she gets drunk.
I tell him, like, you can just fuck me when I'm sleeping, whatever. I just tell him, just do it.
Great, now
nope,
I'm hard.
Nope, I'm not doing it. I there's something about fucking
He's really
drunk
not
chick.
A rapist. I tell him he can rape me.
Yeah, I try.
Wow.
Sometimes I jerk off in my sleep a lot. Apparently I jerk off in my sleep a lot.
Oh, really?
No, it's a problem. I mean,
she almost tweeted today that Louis. What were we going to do? I had to stop
her. I don't know.
Her.
I'm still writing
like,
it.
Nobody gets the fucking context of this fucking tweet. You jerk off. She goes, Louis C.K. jerks off in front of women with permission and gets punished. My boyfriend. And I stopped her. I was like, "What are you doing? The fuck, you stop right now!" I was, pull up, open your phone right now. Show him it's a draft. I'm not lying about this. I stopped her from fucking doing this.
Yeah, it's a draft. That I'm still working on for sure.
But you get horny in your sleep. I used to have a bit about it. I would wake up like half awake and be like, eat my out, suck my dick, whatever.
Oh yeah, I get all night long.
All night long, he like is jerking off, and I can feel like a.
Oh wow.
He like jerks off hard. Yes, because we're not.
I'm not awake. I'm literally sleeping, and my hand is just fucking grabbing my dick, and I start beating it.
He's just jerking. I think it must be childhood trauma.
You're never gonna be one of the bushcraft party boys.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's some shit that like you're trying to make yourself feel good while you sleep.
Oh, that's sad, actually.
Yeah.
No, I think
so it's... So I just let him do it. I'm like, I don't know if this helps you.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Work it out.
I'll tell you exactly
what it is. It rocks me to sleep now. I can't do it. Every night, he doesn't jerk off. I'm like, can you jerk off? I'm trying to sleep around here.
It's like white noise. You gotta hear.
Oh, it's white, all right.
But... No, well, no, I don't think I do it when you're not there. I think what happened, here's what I think is happening. If we don't fuck before we go to sleep, this is the truth. If we don't fuck before we go to sleep, I'm still horny. So then I attempt a few times. You're like, nah, late morning.
Even if we have sex, you do it.
Yeah, I'm always horny. So she's always like, in the morning. And then she'll say, she knows if she's promised me morning sex, then I'm like, fine. But then I think I'm horny, and then I think I'm half awake. So I think my hand just starts fucking going.
This sounds really all rapey. It's like, she's promised me in the morning. She owes me. Or I'll jack off on her back all night until she gives it up.
Doggy.
That's what he does. If I don't have sex with him, he'll keep me up and just jack it, and I won't sleep. It'll be like 3 days of no sleep, and I'm like, all right, I'll fuck you. Okay. That's how we fuck. That's our sex life.
Yeah, no, you're more woke than you used to be.
It's a goddamn nightmare. So anyway, guys, I'm a feminist.
Wow. Wow.
I think that's part of the problem.
I'm not. Okay? I'm out.
I think this is one of the things that happens, like reading this book, because women, early on, they'll be like, yeah, let's have sex, and then they change their mind because they're hammered, or someone's in the room, or they realize the guy's a fucking animal.
Yeah.
But the guy...
He's in a sex mode, yeah.
Clouded. Yes.
And I thought, like, not relating to rape, but, like, there's times where, like, my wife is like, yeah, we'll have sex later tonight. And so all day I'm like, all right.
Let's
sex.
Go. And then
and
she
then
says
night,
no.
She's like, oh, you know what? I'm
actually
tired.
Going to hurt you physically, bitch. Give me that pussy.
That's not what I was going to say. But but you are like, oh, fuck, that sucks. And, like, I think about when I got herpes, I was already naked making out with the girl. And
then she said,
like,
yeah.
I have herpes. She could have said she had fucking AIDS and was bleeding out of her vagina. I didn't. Once you're in that mode, you're like, I'm
that's also
sex.
Not true. If a chick said she had herpes, I would not do it.
She told you.
She told
and
him,
you
and he still did it.
Her?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro,
couldn't wait. Raw dogged it.
You should be
raw
the face of
it.
Herpes. You should be on all the commercials.
You are.
You should represent herpes. Like, you should have T-shirts. You have herpes T-shirts with just a picture of your dick when it has herpes on it.
I do have a herpes-ish face. I feel like
if herpes did have a face, it would look like Joe. Hey,
that's crazy.
I come around once every few months.
Very hurtful. But we were already so amorously involved. Like, if she told me. Dinner, I might be like, oh, never mind.
Nothing would make me drier than a dude being like, by the way,
oh, yeah,
you're going to break out in a
and
rash
you're already holding
every
the
few months
dick?
After this. Like, no.
How would
sexy.
You tell a fucking girl? Because you've had herpes now. How do you tell a chick?
I told before we were dating at the Laker Awards. I announced it. I thought it was going to be hilarious. We did the Laker Awards. This is years
no,
ago.
No, this
party.
Is such a good story already.
And then I won... The Gentleman's Gentleman Award, which I won for shitting in a girl's shoe. I used to have a serious drinking
dude,
problem.
Dude, that story,
wow,
we've already told
like
it on this show. It's Joe List used to be like party animal Joe List. It was fucking crazy.
Was a wild animal. So,
he got drunk and went home with a waitress from Caroline's and shit in her shoes in her closet.
Her roommate's shoe, actually. And I pissed on her rug and shit in her shoe and then dragged it all over the floor. And,
that sounds like a limerick.
Yeah,
pissing a rug, shitting her shoe, breaking all over her floor.
Lewis thinks a limerick is a song.
I don't know what a limerick is. Is it an Irish jig-a-maroo?
I don't know if you can say that. Jig-a-maroo.
Jig-a-maroo?
Yeah.
That's your half.
But anyway, so I won an award for it, and I thought it would be funny in my speech to be like, I had a really hard year. This means a lot to me. I got herpes. And I was like, really horrific case of herpes. And I thought it'd be really funny. And everyone was the all-time bomb.
Oh, no.
Everyone was staring at me. And then Sarah was like, I think it's great that you talk about it openly. She's like, people should be more open about it. And I was like, oh, great. This girl has herpes.
Right.
I just assumed
she
had herpes.
I'm going to fuck this herpes bitch.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Doesn't. Still doesn't.
Wow.
She never got it?
No. Well, I take Valtrex and whatnot. It's actually, I think it's, you know, if you don't have it during an outbreak. I mean, she might have it, just has never had an outbreak. But
yeah, that's true as well. I think that's the common thing. That's what I think I have. Because I'm an animal.
He just told you had herpes.
Yeah. There's no way.
That'd be amazing if you announced it right now.
No, I don't. But I haven't been tested for herpes in like...
The curtain's open, it's a Lakers game?
No, it was Laker Awards. Oh. It was a award show at the Creek in the Cave.
Oh, okay.
I still like it.
I'm trying to remember the last time.
I bombed at the Lakers game.
No,
when's the last
no.
time I was tested for herpes? That one's been a while.
Herpes is hard to test for because
yeah,
you can't
I don't
like...
Think
no, now you have to go. Now you have to go specifically. Like, you have to ask them for it specifically. It doesn't come in the regular, like...
And you have to have an outbreak so they can swab it.
I had, like, two years ago I had a herpes test, so I don't have herpes. Unless
it's not in one fell swoop? I thought they test you for everything.
No, you have to ask specifically now for herpes.
But I think herpes isn't like a blood test. I think it's like sweating.
No, it's a blood test.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I got it everywhere.
So what happened? So that's how you told Sarah,
but anyways, one other woman I had sex with before I started dating Sarah, and I said we were making out or whatever, and I was like, I have herpes, and then she said, well, it's not ideal.
No.
And then we just kept going. Condom. I mean, we wore a condom. I didn't wear a condom. That was stupid.
You didn't wear a condom after you told her you had herpes?
No. When I got it. With that time, I wore a condom. She just said it wasn't ideal. But I think, similarly, when you're trying to get laid, you haven't been laid in a while, and someone's nice, you're like, oh, fuck it.
Well,
and with a condom, you can prevent it.
Here's the thing, right? As an adult, I know, like, yeah, I've definitely hooked up with people who've had herpes because the numbers alone, like, you know, it's impossible.
We hooked up that night.
Well, we had sex a couple times, but we went butt to butt.
Yeah.
It wasn't even real sex.
You're just rubbing butts?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Butt to butt there.
Yeah. Okay.
Butt to butt, right down the name of the show.
It's pretty weird. That is really awkward.
But anyways, so, we really had sex.
No,
can you imagine if Joe gave you herpes in your butt crack?
But
yeah, butt
wait,
herpes
what I just I think I just hit something and it says analyzing now. I might have hit a button that stopped recording something. And it just happened.
I'm getting audio here.
Okay, so who knows? Is it good? Everyone make sure we're good. Good thing I noticed. It did stop it for a second.
You can keep going. Stop. I got the audio over there.
Okay, you're good? All right, good. We're all good. Sorry, guys. A little bit of a fuckaroo. Yeah, so
herpes
as an adult,
butt.
like in my mind, I would go like, okay, I've probably hooked up with multiple chicks who have had herpes. You just didn't know it. So why would it matter if a chick told you? Right? But it would just kill the mood so much. My dick
especially if she knew she wasn't having a breakout. And she's
an
like,
outbreak.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how you know I don't have it.
Having a breakout? Yes, you're putting herpes medication on your fucking lips.
My lips are chapped, actually. Yeah,
I'm sure. But it would fuck me up. It would be such a mood killer. Like, I can't, if I'm fucking a chick from behind and I see a little bit of toilet paper in her butthole hairs.
What about dingleberry?
Oh, fuck that.
You have
that.
A 69 and there's a dingleberry? I had that happen one time.
No, not like, a dingleberry.
You know what? That's not 69. And she was like, I thought you were really into this kind of thing.
I love
like,
69ing.
And
love
then
it.
You got a nice dingle.
No, I've never seen a dingleberry in a girl's asshole. That's not only, that would be get the fuck out of my life and I'm telling everyone about this.
Oh, my gosh. I know a comic in L.A. who told a story about eating a girl's asshole and she accidentally shit in his mouth.
Oh,
and he didn't know
on.
What to do with it, so he blew it back in.
No, that can't be real.
That's what he said.
That's not real. You can't print that. That was a Spinal Tap reference.
You think he can put it back in? He said it was a pellet poop.
Oh, wow.
So you just blew it back in her
body. Oh, yeah. Like she was eating a lot of fiber that week. That might work.
Oh.
No, I mean, I think that's not good poop.
Yeah, that's a bad poop. Like it was rabbit
that's
poop.
That's Lewis thinks that's his healthiest shit. Lewis shits straight blood.
My shits are not good. When I shit, like, because what happens, I eat really, I'll either eat really healthy or I eat garbagey.
Yes.
So it's,
me too.
When I eat garbagey, it comes out like a lot and it's none of this is sexy for you, Kim. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you beat a guy up. That trumps the poopy.
Yeah. Mm. It really is. I want to get into that too. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about it. All right.
You want to talk about the fight?
Yeah, we'll get into a little bit.
You
kind
of keep it quiet.
Why not?
You posted too many photos. I mean, the guy, I feel bad for the guy.
I thought that the other day when you put up, like, the sixth photo. I was like, oh, this must hurt him now. It's just photos over and over again of
well,
him
he was there.
Beat from different angles. It's
I know. You're like, he's great. He's a good buddy. Good warrior. Here's 9 pictures of me punching him in the face. This one I made him black and white, so he's insignificant.
I did that one.
Good warrior.
Did you do that in a picture?
Yes, there's a color photo of Lewis and everyone else is black and white.
No, I didn't see that. Oh, let me see that. I didn't see that.
You posted on Instagram.
Look how excited he got.
No, I didn't. I didn't post
it
on
Instagram.
It's on our Instagram.
Doggy.
Oh, wow. Oh, Lewis is going to come.
I would love to see that. That's incredible. Please let me see it. I'll retweet it.
I got favorited. I've been jerking off to it, too.
So, yeah, look, this whole experience was fucking pretty surreal. Joe List, here we go. Oh, that's fucking badass.
Oh, man, he looks dead there.
That's awesome.
He looks like he's been dead for days.
Awesome.
It looks like you're dragging a body.
I'm going to give you another photo to do that with, if you can. I have another from that guy.
Yeah, hair looks like a thong. Stripped.
So... Wow, Joe, really you were a little bit nervous. Now you weren't. People were giving you shit. First of all, my fans are crazy.
They don't get. Hilarious.
They don't get our relationship sometimes. So, like, look, here's what I do. I inspire people. It's a different thing. You guys tell who fucking haha jokes and you make everyone laugh and it's cute. Okay, for me, not only do I make people laugh, but I inspire thousands and thousands of people to be better versions of themselves every single day.
How do you do that?
I do that by coming out and talking about herpes and sobriety. You do it by beating up an old bald guy. But
yeah, he's only 3 years older than me. You know, we're basically the same thing.
Are you that old?
And he's got a black belt in Taekwondo, Joe. So
he had a black belt.
Yeah, now I have it. I took it from him.
Took that. Took his podcast.
Yeah, dog. It's
all right, so anyways, you inspire Gomites. I inspire Gomites. I was like, I stayed up all night.
So Joe, I post some training videos of me and Bisping. Now here's the thing with the training videos: a lot of people are going like, "Oh, dude, you're fucking slow. You're not hitting." In all those videos, I had to post shit because I had deals with sponsors and I have to. You know, we're supposed to be promoting this thing, but my hand. It still might be broken. I think it was broken. My shoulder had been dislocated, rib injury, both knees. I couldn't do anything. Like, literally, the videos are, when I'm punching the heavy, even in, like, the trailer that I made for it, I'm just tapping it. I'm, like, in crazy pain every time I hit it. So I couldn't do anything. And I also, even on the grappling side, I didn't want to show too much because you don't want to give him any insights as to what to do and what to be looking out for. So a lot of it was just very, like, light pad work. And you busted my balls and you were like, oh, dude, shouldn't you be hitting this thing faster?
Well... My joke was, you're literally doing like a run through. It's like a fucking, you're not fighting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're moving too slowly. Obviously, you're not fighting at full speed.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was an obvious joke.
You're making a joke about I'm not being fast enough.
It'd be like if you were doing this. Like, you're fucking.
Just form wise. Yeah. Me and Bisping were working on like just form in a video. And Joe made a joke about the speed. And then, like, 20 people. Just one guy was particularly mad.
No,
one
I think it was like, only like one guy.
Well, a few people
a few
were.
People, a few,
yeah, there was a couple people who were just like fucking whatever. But one guy was just like, dude, why are you going to get into a guy's head? He's about to go to war.
He's like, you're a bad friend.
To war.
And he ended up messaging me privately. We messaged back and forth. But it was just like a thing where I'm like, it's always strange when people are like, dude, you shouldn't do that. I'm like, we're friends.
Yeah.
You're not. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's so bizarre. People are like,
fuck?
You should do this. I'm like, what are you, crazy?
I appreciate when the fans get my back. I can't hate on that because where it's coming from is a really good place. And he's technically right. Like, what he's right about is this. Like, why say anything negative when the stakes are so high?
Well, you can't read sarcasm on messages, I guess, too.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's funny that a legion of skanks, Lewis J. Gomez... He is offended. What happened was he got offended.
Yeah.
He listens to you guys offended say the N-word and Jew and kike, and then I'm like, Lewis, you're moving slow. He's like, dude, that's fucked up. You shouldn't
far.
Be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because you're
far.
Offending his
hilarious.
Chance of listening to that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
this offends you. We're all the same is the point.
Do you understand the sentiment, though? The sentiment, from his perspective, your buddy's about to go get to a fight. The stakes are really high. Let's all just be really positive right now and fucking... So he's not understanding also... Me, who I'm not that. For somebody else, that might be the case. There might be another dude who's like a fucking fighter, any negativity got into his head might affect him. There's more nuance there. Me and you have a different relationship. You know me. If you thought you would get in my head in the slightest bit and affect my chances at being hurt, you are the nicest person I know. You're one of my best friends.
Thank you.
There's no way you would even 1% chance that. They don't understand that side of it. So he's looking at it from his perspective where he's going like, dude, if I was getting into a fight, would I want one of my buddies busting my balls publicly? They also don't get like...
Your comics.
Yeah, like the whole idea about, we play Fortnite with these kids, right? And one of the kids, I just busted his balls about being short. thing, and I could hear that he was offended in it, and like, and I'm going like, wait a minute, these aren't comics. They don't like, they don't deal with
the same
way. He killed
himself that night.
It's also so clear that I'm joking. Like, the joke of like, I'm clearly, I don't know anything about fighting, and I'm like earnestly being like, I feel like you're moving slowly.
Yes.
You don't immediately see that this is a joke.
Yeah.
Well, it's also so like, obvious that he's not moving fast on purpose. So
I know.
Like, yeah.
It,
yeah.
I mean, it got like 85 likes.
Oh, yeah, they
followers, actually. I really took advantage of it. I kept posting
it was
everything.
Positive. It was
yeah. It was a lot of likes. I also got a big one when you were like, is this fast enough? And I wrote, you want to see fast? Watch me come with a thumb in my ass. And that got a lot of
likes. That was really good. I saw that one, too. Yeah. I don't know if I liked it, because I don't know if that's appropriate, but...
So, Joe, well, because you're my friend, I would like to see your perspectives on this. Because Kim, I know Kim believed I was going to win this fucking fight the whole time, because Kim... She's such a fucking Puerto Rican, Florida piece of trash. She's like calling her family. She's like, BetDSI, promo code RAP120. Joe, we're going to make some money. She got the whole family involved. Like, it was a whole networking scheme. She's like, look, if you make different profiles, you can get more money. It's fucking crazy.
That's sweet. Okay? It's love. You guys are in love.
She really believed in me, though.
Yeah, beautiful.
You didn't think I was going to win this fight.
I was concerned. Well, first of all, I mean, there's also like, you make it seem like she loves you more than me, which she probably does, but... You're making it seem like I don't love. I'm just concerned. I thought you were going to lose because I care about your well-being. I want you to be all right.
What was the conversations like behind closed doors when I wasn't around, Joe? What were you saying to like Mark Norman and other buddies? Like, dude, this guy, you know.
I was back and forth. I was like, you know, and I talked to fans the night of the fight too, mutual fans. I was like, you seem like such a fucking wild. I'm terrified of you. I've made that clear for years. I hate that face. You're a maniac, you're an animal, you're big, you know how to fight, and you've been training, you're with Bisbane or whatever the fuck. But to me,
Bisbane.
This guy, what's his name?
Bisbane. It's Bisbane.
That guy stinks.
Half Bisbane, half Bane.
So I'm like, it's hard to imagine someone beating you up. And I always think you could beat everyone up. You're like, Dante would kick my ass. I'm like, what, are you crazy? You'd beat that guy's ass.
No, Dante would fucking kick my head off my shoulders.
I still think that's silly. So I think you're the toughest guy I know, but... All I know is this guy's a fucking black belt and been training for 30 years since he was 6, and you've never actually fought in a fucking ring.
Yeah, and I've never
trained.
And
I was told it was a cage with some horseshit ring, and someone threw a balloon at you guys. I'm like, this is dumb. This is stupid. But I thought, like, the guy, he's got to know. And then when he was changing the rules and shit, I thought he was doing it because he was like, sometimes there's those people that quietly are fucking ninjas, and they're like, dude, why don't we not do grappling? Because, like, I'm going to fucking hurt you. I thought he was going to hurt you, possibly.
Okay, so you thought I was possibly going to be hurt.
You know what's so funny? Remember when you told me you were... Lewis went to LA a week before me, and my friend Sarah called, and she said, I saw Lewis at the Comedy Store tonight. She's like, I told him that you told me, he said he might get his jaw, like, there could be a chance that he could get his jaw wired shut. And he said, nah, I just said that to make him wet. Yeah. And I was like worried for like a week that you were actually going to get your jaw wired shut. And that was just like a sick ploy to rape me again.
Well, technically, look, I could have had my jaw broken. I mean, look, they also took off the headgear, which I fought for them to take off the headgear for weeks. I didn't want to go with headgear because headgear, it makes it hot. It makes it, it's nobody wants to fucking do MMA in headgear.
But you
can
get your nose broken.
Yeah. Ryan told me that he thought I broke his nose. I don't know if that's actually the truth. I never confirmed it. But
you know he's going to call and confirm it.
If anybody knows, tweet at me at Luis J. Gomez. Would love some pictures.
But what a great sport he was. He seemed like he really enjoyed it and was really sweet, and he raised your arm, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, of course, dude. Look, here's the thing. It was a test, you know, as a dude. And I think that, I don't know, even as a woman, anybody should go and test themselves in one way or another. For me, it was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. To go through a training camp, you know, put myself in the best condition I could be in, to come up with a game plan,
that's
work with guys. Well, no.
No,
it's been
4 days ago.
4 days, yeah. 4 days later, dude.
4 days ago
was definitely 20 pounds heavier than I was during
the morning
fight.
Of the weigh-in was the best. The afternoon, same as the week before.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But no, like, learning how to actually fight, being able to teach some lessons to my son, it's fucking cool. And then even like there's other little things that I didn't even know that I was going to learn. That was always sort of the idea of going into it. It's like, oh, I'm going to test myself as a dude and see if I could fight this guy and beat a black belt, right? But then there's other little things of like, can I be in the moment and stay composed? Like, take direction from my corner in the middle of a fight. Like, it was some fucking cool shit. And Kim doesn't want me to tell the story again, but it's fucking great.
No. Tell the old tale again.
It's my Al Bundy fucking.
Honey, I love this one. Tell the boys. You want a cigar?
Well, no. Between because all right. So first of all, I mean, you guys have all seen the fight, right? Yeah. So the fight was a decision. First round, I ended up getting on top of him, ground and pounding him. Second round, kind of almost like a wash.
Nothing happened. Yeah.
Yeah, second round we were just catching our breath. I really was. I was literally saying, I'm just going to circle. I'm going to use lateral movement, just catch my breath. It takes a lot to take somebody down and fucking do that. And, you know, I was definitely winded. And then between the second and third round, Bisping was just like, he was like, mate, just throw the jab overhand right. It's there all day. He's like, he's just looking at it. He's computing it as a fighter. Like, he can't believe I don't see this. And I'm like, what?
He's like annoyed at you. He's like,
yeah.
Why didn't she see
like,
that?
When you throw the overhand right, he's like, try to fucking land it. Land it with authority. You'll knock this fucking guy out. Let's just go home. It was like, there was like a moment. And that's why when I come out on the third, I just fucking start wailing that. I throw the jab, boom, overhand. I land it. I'm like, oh shit, boom, again. And it was just there every time. And it was just cool to be able to trust my corner and to let go, and because my instinct was keeping that distance. I wasn't judging the distance perfectly. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I noticed.
It was fucking.
There were about 11 punches that were 9 inches from his face.
No, that was also part of the strategy as well, dude.
Yeah, that's just finding out the distance.
Yeah,
and
no. That all
it looked like you were doing the travel signal in basketball.
No. He looked like Popeye.
No, the reason I'm telling you right now, we worked that in my entire training camp was to just punch a couple inches in front of his nose. Make sure you just keep, like, literally anytime nothing's happening, just throw a jab in front of his nose. Don't even try to hit him with it. When I started fighting, every punch I was trying to land. And you spend so much energy trying to punch somebody in the face. And it's hard, dude. They move their head an inch, you're not there. You know what I'm saying? So instead of doing that, like, I'm just keeping my form, just throwing a 1-2, throwing a 1-2. And then when you land the one, boom, then you've measured the distance. Then you drop a harder one in. I was punching at 10%, 15% of my power. All those punches were little light things. That was what we worked on the entire training camp because I was throwing at 100% every time. When I first started training, I was trying to knock my training partner's heads off every single time, and then after 30 seconds, I'd be dead.
Rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like when you're throwing the jab that many times, it's also distracting for the other person.
That's exactly
it. They're trying to avoid your jab.
He never had
an
opportunity to get off because he was afraid he was going to be punched.
Now, what about those kicks? Were those affecting you at all?
Yeah, my leg hurts like hell right now.
Really?
Yeah,
he has a bruise on his leg.
Yeah.
So how many times has he kicked? Has he landed a lot of kicks? Because I thought that, too, when you start scoring, it looked like nothing, but he's actually hitting you quite a few times.
Yeah, you don't
feel solid kicks.
I think they have the actual numbers, right? Of like
how
many you landed.
I put it up on my Twitter rather.
it's everything's on the social media.
You know, guys, actually, you can pull up. Somebody posted. So I retweeted it. Somebody posted the CompuStrike stats. If you go down, you can probably find them. Yeah, he landed a bunch of leg kicks. That was really it, though. He punched me in the face maybe twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking cool, dude. I don't know. The whole experience was kind of awesome.
No, it was great. It was fun. Although the announcers...
Right there it is. The stats. Right there, yeah. Click on that.
Oh, let's read them out.
Yeah, you got to make him bigger. I can't see him up on that screen.
You're making me bigger.
You got to zoom. Hello. So, yeah, for the whole fight, total strikes was 76 out of 170.
Times. So you threw 60 and he threw 23?
For what?
It says total strikes. Joe Gilman is 40 out of 60 and he hit 12 out of 23.
Yeah.
On the first round.
That's exactly.
Oh, that's just for the first round.
Totals on the bottom.
Yeah, the totals were on the bottom for the fight. 76 out of 170 I landed. He landed 38 out of 83.
So landed twice as many.
I landed twice as many and I threw twice as many. Yeah. I mean, that was it. You know, throwing more and being more active. And the other thing is, like, look, there's little things. Like, I was fucking being crazy coming out in the third round. But that was, we worked on that, dude. That was literally show him, like, motherfucker, I'm fresh. Are you?
Right.
Are you ready? Like it was all, there's so much psychological shit there.
Like, Ali used to stand in the corner during the fights.
Yeah, I stood in the corner. I didn't sit down once.
Yeah. I hope it works out better for you than Ali.
Yeah. Hosting YKWD 3 years from now, like, give me the bomb bandana. So, yeah, I mean, look.
Ironically, you get it for that joke. It is hot as fuck.
Yeah, why is it so hot in here?
I mean, I am sweating. New air conditioner. I'm not even a sweater. I'm gay.
That's weird. The Gas Digital Studio says split AC.
Don't look at me.
So yeah, look, the whole experience was fucking great. Joe, you would never consider doing something like that? Throwing some boxing gloves, punching somebody in the face,
testing yourself
as a man?
No, yeah, I'm active. I do things. But I don't want to get punched in the face. Why would I want to do that? Exactly. That's the perfect answer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't actually hurt as much as you think.
Yeah, I'm not interested in getting punched in the face. Fist fighting and shooting guns, that's not my thing. I'd like to hike. I like hiking and camping. I like having sex. I like going to see a show, movies I love.
You know, if you punch people in the face and liked guns, you'd have more sex.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I have quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's with one person.
Probably more than me.
Yeah, I bet.
He's still mad about the rape thing.
You don't have to beat off on her while she sleeps.
He beats off even if I fuck him. Note that.
I'm sorry that I have a crazy high libido. Sometimes I want to have sex two or three times, Kim.
I don't think it's that. I think it's something psychologically.
What?
You're comforting yourself in the middle of... this was a joke, and it really turned serious.
Gabby's been fucking disturbed ever since I said it.
I'm fucking scared for you.
No,
I bet it feels good. I bet it feels fun to be done.
I also sleep naked, so...
Oh.
I'm like a dick tease.
Gee whiz.
All What'd you say?
I sleep naked.
She does. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. She like sleeps naked and she rubs her ass on my dick and I'm like, she's like, no, but I want to cuddle. I'm like, if you rub your ass on my naked dick, what do you think is going to happen to it every fucking time?
You know, childhood trauma.
Wow, I'm scared for you.
It's fucking crazy. And then she's like, no, I'm out of the mood. I'm like, then put your fucking clothes on, bitch. Get out of my bed. Go sleep on the couch. What do you want me to say here?
Lewis.
What? It's getting too real.
Wow.
I'm getting turned on right now. Is this fucked up?
We just start fucking.
Can I have another latte? Is that possible? How does that work? My former employee, Becky, are you
no.
Are you going to get a latte for me
no.
now? What? What? She used to work for us. It was great. Remember Becky?
She still is.
Yeah.
Remember Becky, who was so great on Legion of Skanks when she was part of our team? Not part of the YKWD Riot Cast staff?
Oh, boy.
Here in Gnome's apartment. Sorry.
Go, name. Baby! Fuck him up! Fuck him up, baby!
Starts punching me straight in the face.
Did you watch boyfriends of yours get into fist fights like in high school and college?
No.
I think
Lewis secretly wants to hear about these ex-guys. He keeps dabbling back in.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I think... If I got into a fist fight in the street, and I've had a couple things, you've kind of stepped in and been like, no, don't do that. I think your reaction is not to fight somebody or not to let me fight somebody. Your reaction is to sort of like, you know.
Yeah.
But that was like you sanctioned and organized. So that's a turn on. Is that a turn on for you, a guy?
Fighting?
Yeah.
Well, everyone fought in New Jersey growing up. I've seen like 30, all of my friends and my boyfriends.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No.
You got good reach.
Yeah.
And your face is already kind of whacked. So
yeah, it's true.
Matter.
Yeah, so if they hit you, it's like you kind of already
it's
look
like I'm
bruised.
Somehow better looking.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Lewis is negging her.
It's
true.
I'm just kidding.
In front of me. This is awkward.
I know. It's true. I really... You got to take these pretty girls down a peg.
Nothing you say affects me.
You can't emotionally rape Gabby.
Yeah. Only physically.
Only physically, because you're stronger than her. We talked about this.
Yeah, I'm very weak.
That's crazy. Joe Liss could rape me.
I don't think he could.
No?
What do you mean? Like physically? Like hold you down?
You think I could beat up Joe Liss?
Do I think you could beat up Joe Liss?
I'm pretty strong.
If he really wanted to rape me and he had all his herpes testosterone going.
That does fuel you.
He fucked a chick with herpes when she knew she had herpes. This dude fucks when he wants to fuck.
I'm a real ass dude. That's a real ass dude.
He fucks when he wants to fuck. Nothing will stop him.
Could Joe rape you?
That's a real ass dude.
Raping is hard.
But what do you
I also,
first of all,
I have a good one too.
I'm a little uncomfortable with this. Why don't we just go with we fight? Why do I have to rape you?
No, rape
no you
more
have to
realistic.
Rape me
because
like that's
better.
Like more of like an like you have to get it done.
Well,
yeah, there's also
I mean,
an accomplishment.
First of all, but most rapes take place when you're under the influence of alcohol and such. All
right, I'll take a drink.
Yeah, you'd have to be drunk, like a Mickey, they roof and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
You gotta read this book. I mean, it's wild. It's really blowing my mind.
Okay, so could you rape Kim? Do you guys want to test? Do you want to test the theory?
I mean, this sounds more like, could we
let me unclip my bra so he can get a head start.
It's not just about pinning someone. You would have to, I mean, this is a very uncomfortable conversation.
Penetration.
You have to hold down arms, get her clothes off.
She's wearing jeans right now.
What I'm saying is you could punch me over and over again in the face until I'm weak enough where you could take my clothes off. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Could you do that?
Yeah, I could knock you out.
Really?
No, he's saying, will you do that right now? Can we go into the bedroom?
This is very uncomfortable.
And then Lewis will jerk off on
it. The book is called Missoula by John Krakauer, and it's really mind-blowing.
So, you said mind-blowing 40 times.
I'm blown. I am blown. It's ruining my sex life.
So we're the rapists.
I can't get hard.
We're the same hack.
But yeah, I think I could beat you up if I had to.
I don't know, Joe. You're not a punch-in-the-face type guy.
Kick. No, I'm saying physically. Obviously, I'm not going to punch a woman in the face.
So you're saying
I don't want to punch anybody in the face.
But you would rape her. In this scenario, you wouldn't punch her.
You're saying if she was
her.
Drunk enough, you could disrobe her. And then
I would take a punch
her.
In the face over herpes any day, Jolis.
No, yeah, punch
Please.
In the face goes away.
Please punch
weeks.
Me. Please punch
Please,
me.
In this scenario.
Get that dirty dick away from me. Just punch me.
Yeah, herpes lingers.
Do you have to let it linger?
That's what
about your dick.
Would you be punched in the face 3 times a year, though? What would you rather? 3 times a year, a guy comes in and punches you in the face, or 3 times a year, you get a herpes outbreak?
Punch in the face.
Yeah. After a while, it's not so bad.
It's kind of the same thing, but hold on.
It kind of feels nice.
Because you're bruised, you have to wait for it to heal.
It lets you know you're alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a winter.
There's my body
commercial.
Working again.
It feels like
right on schedule. It's like a period for you.
It's like the male period. That's what I was going to say. It is like that, where I'm like, I can't really have sex. Give me a few days.
I'm moody.
I'm quite moody.
That could be a bit. That's hilarious.
People talk about herpes. People get gross about it. People immediately like,
people
oh.
shut down. They don't like herpes bits.
No, they
you
don't.
You want to know why? Because 1 in 4 people have herpes, so a quarter of the crowd immediately goes, fuck. Then
same thing with child molestation bits.
People think of it as, oh, whoa. I forgot. There
one
was
out
one
of 12.
More, there was one more person I had told about, and she was really mean about it. We were kind of hooking up, drunk in her bed, kind of making out. And I was like, just so you know, I have herpes. And she was like, what?
She's like, ew, pepperoni dick.
She was like, that's disgusting.
She spit at him.
She's like, that's really gross.
Oh, my God.
Which is crazy because I'm like, well, you know, you're me not being a thoughtful person away from having herpes. This is how you get herpes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we just met. We're drinking.
I didn't have to tell you this.
Yeah. I mean, morally, too. But, like, if I
no,
just
I say
this,
that.
You
I've
would
never
have herpes.
Had a girl say I have herpes. I've never had a phone call the next day being like, oh, hey, just so you know, you should get tested. I have got something. I've never had that. And this is how I know that everybody lies. It's crazy that nobody's ever done that. Like, you're supposed to morally do what Joe said, which is like, hey, I have herpes, just so you know, like, blah, blah, blah. But why? No bitches are doing this.
See, Joe Joe did it the right way. A girl told him she had herpes, and then he went and got herpes.
Was it a nice chick that you fucked? Because you fucked her in public, like on a playground, right?
Yeah. Oh, you never remembered. That's really sweet
of
you. Yeah.
Really? You got herpes on a playground?
Yeah, and she was really short. She was like 4'10", and it was at night. So from any distance, it probably looked like I was fucking a child.
Oh, hilarious.
She was like 2 feet shorter than me.
A child
two
with birds. A rash, a diaper rash?
No, she was a girl.
She's a slutty girl.
I was, no.
Could you see the herpes?
No. I don't think she had an outbreak at the time.
Then how'd you get it?
I don't know. I think you can just get, or maybe she had a slight, I'm not sure.
Definitely had a
scab. I have it.
If she told you she was having an outbreak, because it's not a coincidence. She told you, and you caught it. So in her mind, she's like, you know, I'm fucking.
I told him.
Yeah, you know.
She was like this. She left the playground like, told him.
She was really sweet.
The swings were still moving.
Like a horror
and she was
show.
Like, yeah, it is what it is.
No, she was really a nice person.
1, 2, Joe's coming for you.
Still is a nice person.
You know her still.
Yeah, I mean, I don't talk
to
her regularly.
Well, they'll always be connected. She pops up every few months.
It's like your head vampire.
She's always on my mind
Sarah
and my
gets
dick.
Pissed. She's like, your ex again.
We weren't dating. But I was like in love with her, and then she had a boyfriend. And then it was like years later we met up, and it just synced up where we didn't have boyfriend-girlfriend
Oh,
for
it
a
synced
moment.
Up.
it was magical. The problem is I didn't get to enjoy the sex properly, because I was immediately like, oh, my God, I'm getting hurt. What am I doing?
Oh, that's even more fucked up.
That's the crazy part. Is like, how do you do
it? You did this
it?
All for nothing.
I know. She was really hot. And then by the time we met up again, she had a boyfriend again, or I had a girlfriend, so it was tough.
Whoa.
But she was very sexy.
Can I say, Eric, can you show me a picture? I don't
know. I'm not comfortable identifying her.
To me?
No, in the playground in the dark.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Kim, you're the only funny girl.
Thank you. Sorry, Gabby. It's no, okay. I'm sorry. Sarah, too. He's so disrespectful.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, shit. Mm. Fuck. So, but in an MMA fight, if your boyfriend, do you have a boyfriend, Gabby?
Mm-mm.
If you had a boyfriend, would it turn you on if he got into an MMA fight?
Kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
Even if you're
but
not.
That's because
like,
I'm Jersey trash, though. But I like the, fight.
Yeah, and I'm fighting trash.
Like, the worry, though.
I wish he would have went in barefoot.
I was barefoot.
Not a regular fight, though. If they like fought in the street, I'd be like, come on.
Even but, sometimes when Lewis like gets in someone's face on the street, I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
But the risk.
No.
Though, if you're like, it's hot, but then if you're like Ryan O'Neal's girlfriend or wife.
She was there, by the way. His
being
fiance.
Laying down with a guy punching you, that's not a turn on. I would have not imagined.
Oh, yeah, and they divorce. Had to sleep in the same hotel room that night.
They're
married.
No, they're fiance. Oh. But would you, if I would have lost, let's say the roles were reversed and I got my ass kicked. Mm-hmm.
The guy on
I
would have
fucked
you.
A casino dealer.
Yeah.
After he took to your money that I borrowed.
Would he be black, Jack?
Dude, it was.
You deserve the bandana, but they didn't hear it.
Yeah. No, there was laughs happening.
Yeah, there was a laugh.
There was laughs happening.
You said a shitty joke during her laugh.
You can't even get a nod at this so bad.
Don't take my leftovers.
God.
It is so hot in here.
Yeah, he fucking.
It's ridiculous.
It's hard to not gloat when he talked. All that shit.
Did he talk shit?
He did talk a lot of shit. On their show, they talked shit a lot on Danish O'Neill's podcast.
I mean, talking shit, he was calling him the Puerto Rican garden snake. Like, that
That's
was
hilarious.
Like, that was the shit talking.
That's really funny.
No, they were just like mocking me and they were saying I wasn't going to make weight and they were like, oh, I mean, they post videos of me training
Lewis,
and they were making
fun of
it.
They just saw pictures of you.
No, you're right.
70 more pounds a month ago.
I know, but you know what? They gave me the fucking drive.
Yeah, they motivated you.
They really motivated me. And that's like, I just set a specific goal, and the goal was to just get myself physically able to beat up a black belt.
You shouldn't shake the tail of a sleeping rattlesnake.
That's the truth. Okay. And now I can't wait. I'm meeting up with my son, my sister.
That's in that book, that rape book he just read.
John Krakauer. That's the prologue.
My sister's meeting me. Oh, Jesus Christ. Mother's not coming back till Saturday. Fuck off.
Well, this just got real personal.
My son's meeting me right after this, and I'm gonna fucking. I get to show him me winning an MMA fight.
He hasn't seen it yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, oh wow.
How cool is that?
That'd be crazy.
No, I wouldn't have showed him like in like in
live
real
where you could have been beaten up.
Got my ass kicked.
He's crying. You're bleeding everywhere. Your jaw is wired shut. I'm not wet.
But I had no doubt this entire time that I was going to fucking beat this guy.
Me too. Really? People were like, are you nervous? And I had to say yes, because then they thought I would be emotionless.
Yeah.
Because one time I was like, nah. And someone was like, okay.
Yeah.
I would be if it was my boyfriend. I was like, mm-mm.
I was just sad. I felt bad if you were just laying there tapping out like that. And then you had to come back to all the pods. It would have been so.
Oh, yeah. People would have loved it. People would have trashed the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
But he's got to go do that now. He's got to go do it. That's the thing that it's like. And it's also he's got to do it. He was supposed to win. Like, from his perspective and all of his friends' perspective, like Ari and all those LA guys, C. Franzese was there, Sam Tripoli was there.
I was really
they were like, oh, they're like, your boy's going to get fucked and smashed here. It was like, this guy's a black belt.
Before
Lewis
we started,
is a fat
Steve Franzese talked shit. He was like, sorry about Lewis before this starts.
Yeah, but he made it all up. That was stupid.
But he was the underdog on BetDSI.
Yeah, but he was the favorite to begin with. And then all of my fans bet so much that they swayed the odds.
They swayed the gods.
Yeah.
I won $85. So.
You won $85?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, doggy. You goddamn right you did. There's a highlight that somebody made, which we could play really quick.
Highlight? What is it, 6 seconds long?
No, it's like 4 minutes.
Fight was boring. I'm sorry.
You're an asshole.
No, it was great. I liked the way you moved. You look like a real fighter.
No,
I was proud of you.
Do the highlights.
It sucked.
Just do highlights.
Yeah, highlights. Don't show me this 20 minutes again. The first round was neat.
The first round was badass, and the third round was good. We had to catch our breath, Joe.
Second round was
20
dog
minutes
shit.
Is a long
let's
time
just,
for
let's
Joe.
Let's put it out there.
Second round was dog shit. Fine.
Horse. Okay, great.
But, thank you know, I mean, not many people.
Oh, pull up the Kurt Metzger fight. It looks like he fought all those people.
There's just keyboard's different fight videos of Lewis on the street.
Wait, what's not working? The keyboard?
They have a new wireless keyboard that doesn't work half the time.
Oh, nice. I see.
Lewis Gomez High School. People are looking up your high school.
Highlight.
If you type in Joe List, it comes up Joe List wife. That feels good.
Yeah, if you go down right there, Lucia Gomez, full highlights music video. Oh, this is great. This was going to be my walkout music, too, but they had licensing issues.
ain't gonna eat, I ain't gonna sleep, ain't gonna breathe. For the podcast people, they can't hear this, right? And what I wanna see is you go to sleep and it's hurt permanently.
Yeah, well, the audio listeners can't.
His kick's looking kind of dainty a little bit. Those ones look real. But those, like, bullet kicks.
I was so excited here because I knew you were gonna take them down.
You can turn it down a little bit. This is gonna be so badass if I got to walk out to this song.
And then he got out of this, though. Kind of flipped it.
I fucked up. I this was, it had nothing to do with his ground game. He didn't reverse the position.
Look at this. Your outfit was dope.
Now, what should you have done here?
What should I have done?
Well, you said you fucked up.
I'll show you where I fucked
here
up.
You're beating the hell out of him.
So, yeah, I'm beating the hell
out of
him.
I like when you grab his face.
Dead in his face.
Yeah, so he that turns. And by the way, I let him turn. I let him turn. I grab his hand. I have the underhook through his arm so he can't post up now. I mean, this like we drilled every single bit of this. Here's where I fucked up. So he turns.
Those must have taken a toll. I mean, you're fucking
way. Yeah. Dude, it's very, when you're doing ground up and you're actually hitting somebody really hard, it's like bone chilling. It's like, I'm like, goddamn, my hand is really fucked up right now. I hurt my hand on his head.
I can't believe you could do this.
Yeah, I want to do it again so badly. So here's where I fucked up, right? My hook's not in there. On my right leg, my hook's not in. So I fall off. I'm just tired and sloppy there. If I would have had my hook in, that would have been that.
Yeah, but he only...
Now, how did his scoring work? Because I don't know. I only know wrestling. Like, did he just get points for...
No, he didn't get any points. I'm literally dominating every position. I'm going for a submission. He has no idea. I go for a sweep with his leg. So that was his best punch of the fight. But then I come right back. The difference... When he hits me, I don't fucking stop. Right? When I hit him, do you see the way he turns away from me? And he... Like, watch when he gets hit.
You're stronger than him.
Watch when he gets hit. See the way he, like... freaks out, that never happens.
Well, that's also just a lack of practice and training for that specific thing. You could tell he trained body shots and kicks.
Between the second and third, I'm like, I wanted to just get in his head. I'm not even really angry there. I literally just wanted to get in his head, like, I'm fucking ready to go. Look, you can see on his face, he's tired. I'm not.
Wow, he looks like a substitute teacher.
He looks like one of the girls from Joe's book.
He looks like Doug Stanhope.
Watch over. Yeah. Bisping set throw the one overhand. Boom. Oh. See, every time. Watch every time I land in this round. This is just the third round. These are the highlights just in the third round.
I wish he got a tan before it.
He looks Stanhope-y.
Boom.
He does.
Boom. Yeah, you fucking tuned him up.
Watch. And he throws these things. Watch, when he hits me, there's never a point where I turn away or wince. There's none of that. None of that. Look, right there. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Boom. Boom. Again. Boom.
Oh.
Boom.
Those knees must have hurt, too. Did he break a
watch,
rib?
He threw these knees, but look, it hurts. That was actually the best shot of the fight was those knees that he threw there.
Man.
Boom.
Is he cut and bleeding?
Yeah, he had some bruises.
I was screaming at him, "You're bleeding." When he was sitting in the corner bleeding. It was really not nice. I had to make sure we were friends after.
He's a tough guy, though, huh?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, my hand was fucked at that point. I mean, I wasn't even hitting anywhere near as hard as I could. All right, you can stop.
Is that Ellis, the guy with the hoodie?
Yeah.
And who is he?
It's a radio guy. Radio personality. Jason Ellis' program.
Oh, okay. So he's not a fighter himself.
But no, he does. He is. I guess he's 2-0 professional.
Oh, you should fight him.
Are you going to continue fighting?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I hope not.
What about a rematch?
No rematch.
Why not? A nightmare.
It was too one-sided.
He comes in sore.
Yeah. No.
I have to rub him all the time now.
It was one-sided.
He's a little fucking... He did Skankfest for 6 months. Sorry. He did Skankfest for 6 months. I heard about that for 6 months, and now I've heard nothing about, like, every day he's like, oh, my rib poked out, babe. Can you get the CBD oil? I can't stand... He can't help with anything. He, like, can't hold things.
My hand's broken right now. My shoulder's all fucked up again, right?
I'm just dragging his bags everywhere
in
New York.
I didn't talk about the stuff going into the fight,
sweating.
Dude. Going into this fight, dude, 5 weeks before the fight, I dislocated my shoulder. Guys, 5 weeks before the fight...
And your funny bone.
Broken.
My hand is all smashed up. My knees, my rib.
Icing? Are you icing?
I got
rest, ice compression,
now.
Elevation. Get it above the heart.
I've been fucking.
It looks all swollen.
I just got back and I can't do any more icing anymore. I've been icing my body for months.
That might be
point.
From night jerking, though.
The night jerker. If he was a superhero, he'd be the night jerker.
But that's the thing. Like, if you train, you're not going to be 100%. If you do it the right way, like, you're going to hurt yourself in training. So that was sort of part of the experience as well. And what I would consider fighting again. Here's the thing. No, I don't want to be a fighter. I'm 36 years old at all, right? If I was 20, there's no doubt about it. I would want to get into this seriously. I would want to because it was way more fun than I could have ever imagined. That side of it was way more fun. Looking back, watching the fight, I'm going like, oh, dude, I could have finished that in the first easily. Like, I want to go back and do it all over again so badly. You know, it's I understand why. I understand the addictiveness of it. It's just like stand-up. I get it. There's a different thrill there that you tap into that is unlike anything else that I've done before. And that's, I remember with stand-up. You get off stage and you're that first time, you know, you're like, God damn, dude, what the fuck was that? Like that, I've never done anything like that. I've never, it's just, you know, it's an experience. But I'm old and I got a kid and I'm fucking, you know, so it's a weird thing. It's kind of a hard, and also I can make money, like if I really wanted to. I mean, look, I did it for $1,000 for Jason Ellis, but I could just go make money doing it. If I wanted to fight somebody, I could set up my own fucking fight and really make money and make it a bigger event that I kind of am in charge of.
Who do you think would be a good comedian to fight? Like a fairly even fight that you could go? Is there anybody?
It's not just about a comedian. If I was going to do it, it would have to be somebody that's high profile. And like, I put all the shine onto Ryan O'Neal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might even be an asshole, but he didn't really have much of a fan base or, like,
maybe
you know,
like Chris D'Elia.
Social media following. Like,
that feels even.
No, yeah. I'd fucking destroy Chris D'Elia, please.
Is he a fighter?
Yeah, I think.
No, he
works out a lot.
What about Rogan? Could you fight Rogan?
Oh.
I already beat up Rogan when I was at a studio. When I did it. We didn't talk about it. We don't talk about what happens in the gym, but we fought actually at his studio, and we did kind of a sparring session. And I knocked him out with a head kick. So I don't really need to prove myself to Rogan or his people.
Okay.
True story. 100% true.
Wow.
Okay.
We don't talk about what happens in the gym, so delete that if you can, okay? Cool. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fighter. But it's a fucking bizarre thing. Like, what do you do in that case if you want to test yourself? If you want to go and fight, like, how else do you do it except for fight?
Yeah.
Kim wants to as well. Fuck you, Kim.
I do
fight Gabby
fight.
Right now.
You want to fight?
You would.
I do want to fight.
The shit out of
Kim's
me.
A violent bitch, and she hits really hard.
Yeah, I do.
She hits really hard. We boxed before, like, just fucking around, like, with pads. She got a really good fucking solid shot.
Maxi pads? Women. Stupid.
I used to kickbox. Back in the day.
Yeah, but it was like fucking cardio kickboxing.
100%.
My wife, she can't do karate, but you should see her box.
One. Yeah. I'm like in the manly one with like my mustache hair. Like,
what is happening over there?
Yeah, they move Kim over. If she doesn't get a waxing, they move over into the man class. shit. And it's women that sexy or women that fight are kind of sexy too.
Yeah.
I want more tattoos before I fight.
Baby, you're not fighting.
You should get a big Lewis tattoo.
She was.
CK. He didn't do anything wrong.
What is that tattoo? It looks like
it's
you're in the Holocaust.
Nothing. Yeah. It says, I hate Jews.
Yeah. On the other
now
side.
You really want to
Team Hitler. Wait, tell him what your tattoo
no,
is.
No, it's okay.
Why?
I don't like it.
I'll tell him about your other stupid tattoo that you didn't even know what it was. Remember you went to get your...
Was it anything like your lobster claw?
Yeah, let's talk about your tattoos. His tattoos are goddamn awful.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I have a bunch, so it looks like I have a sleeve. So unless you go close and really...
No,
decipher...
from far away, it looks like shit. Sorry, that got too real.
No, it doesn't. My tattoos look cool, doggy.
No, it's cool.
The lobster claw? Show them the lobster claw. Oh, God. It's all dramatic.
Ow!
He's fine.
Where is it?
That is
I saw him punch a cab driver today.
That's DeRosa-esque.
Yeah, see?
That's a bad one.
Oh. Is that a flame?
Yeah.
But what's on fire?
I have that on my dick.
What's the...
my eternal love for my ex-girlfriend, Alex.
Who the fuck is Alex?
Tell us about some of the sex. Get detail.
Can you check her off on her back?
She was like Kim, but hotter.
No.
Now that's impossible.
Give me that bomb bandana. It was obviously just
care.
A joke. Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck. Are you kidding me? She doesn't care. We're mean to each other. You understand like how mean we are. She came in like we're going to Vegas, and I've been dieting for 3 months.
What were you doing in Vegas?
And then she, but a week before she started dieting. It's fucking makes me furious.
What? You're mad I wasn't dieting with you?
Yeah. And then you like act like you're doing the same thing that I'm doing, and you're not.
I feel like there's more to this.
I hope you break up right here. I mean, I want you guys to be together, but if you're going to break up, do
we're
it right now.
We're moving in together in 3 days.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, daddy.
He's gonna act like he's not excited. This bitch is excited.
Why don't you guys get married? You should get married. Can I come?
We're getting married.
On your back?
While you're sleeping.
By the way, you and Dave Smith just trashed me when I was getting mad. You're like, you're stupid. You're doing it for her or whatever. It doesn't make sense. It's an old thing. And now Dave's fucking married with a kid. You might as well be married.
Dave's
and Gary Veeder, by the way, he said the same thing. You did the same thing to him. You guys were like, you're fucking blah, blah, blah.
Gary got divorced.
No, he didn't. They were separated and they're fine. They're back together.
They live in separate apartments.
That's incorrect.
Oh, they pay for two separate apartments.
For a best man, you sure don't know much about our old pal Gab.
I don't know why he made me the best man. It made no sense.
Did you ever hear about the speech? Have you seen the video?
No.
Oh my God, you got to watch it.
It's just his Lewis's fight speech.
Lewis talked about comedy for 8 minutes.
Sit down for a second.
Lewis talked about comedy for 8 minutes and told everyone at the wedding that they don't understand life or relationships because they don't do comedy.
No.
Never mentioned Gary's wife. It's speculated that he does not know Gary's wife's name. That was my favorite moment of the wedding before.
Well, he said Gary's wife in the speech.
Fucking Norman pulls out a card. It just says Gary on it. And I was like, you got to put her name on it. And he pulls out a pen and goes, all right. Anyone know her name? Nobody knew her name.
No.
That's on Gary, though.
This is why I don't want...
I can't remember her name right now.
I know her name. I don't want to say it, but I know it.
Wait, hold on. Give me the first letter.
A.
Allie.
Oh, that's where you've had most of your sex. And Allie. Allie was the name of the girl that said it's not ideal.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Fat Allie, we called her.
Fat Allie.
I'm kidding. But anyways, you made fun of the whole idea of marriage. You shit on me and blah, blah, blah. I'm stupid.
I agree.
The whole thing.
If I end up getting married...
You agree. No, you said it. It's not an agree. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
I agree with old Lewis. So first of all, people change.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And you didn't in this situation.
But when they change, they should apologize for their behavior.
No. I agree with this still. I'm not apologizing for my behavior because I agree with myself from back in the day.
You're like, you're a little bitch. You're just doing it to be with you, bitch. Blah, 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 blah.
Are you talking like an old Jewish lady?
That's not how old Jews sound. Old Jews are like, what? You're getting
Joe,
married?
She doesn't deserve you.
No, that's not. That sounds more like...
You're too good for her, Joe.
That's not a Jew. That's like an Irish woman who smoked her whole life.
I'm not Irish. I'm Jewish, Joe. I know who I am.
Lick my limerick. But anyways, you guys should get married. It'd be sweet.
No, it wouldn't
be
sweet.
We have great photos of you from our wedding.
Yeah, we look great at your wedding. We sold the show. We were the only blacks there.
We were the only blacks.
No,
there I started dancing to Rihanna, and like everybody was like, and they changed the music instantly.
There
me
was
and Lewis
a black.
Were like
to
grinding.
The hokey pokey.
Yeah, and they were like, no more of that.
There was a black and two Puerto Ricans, a bunch of gays, and a plethora of Jews.
Yeah, first of all, gays and Jews are white, so you don't get to fucking claim them as minorities.
Whatever. There was a black woman.
There was women there.
Was she
a
was
very
serving
diverse
the food,
woman.
But she was there.
That guy
she was
wheelchair.
A guest of someone else. But
yeah, there was a whole auction for black people out back.
Oh,
it was
gee
a silent
whiz.
Auction.
Yeah, yeah.
Gee whiz. I wish this was a silent podcast. When's the date? Why don't you guys get married? Propose.
No, I'm not proposing.
Why?
And if I was going to propose, I would do it in a romantic, fun, creative way.
Not on Bobby Kelly's podcast?
Yeah. Not even while Bobby's under here, no one's going to listen to this one.
I would be furious if he was like, you know what, actually, they ruined the moment, but.
No, you don't, but a woman doesn't want a big, like, jumbotron proposal.
No, and I feel like you would do that.
No, I'm better than that.
I think it's weird to bring your proposal into public. Like, I had someone propose at a comedy club before the show. Ugh. And I'm like, why would you get a bunch of strangers involved in your proposal? It seems so weird.
I mean, you could make it kind of fun.
Yeah,
I don't mind that.
At a comedy club?
Maybe.
If you're on vacation. Oh, look, you're on vacation in New York, you know, and you want to do something and you really surprise her. We look at comedy as in a different way, I think. Like, most people go to comedy clubs once every few years, and it's just kind of like maybe a part of their vacation. And it's just the place they decided to in New York. It's not about a comedy club. It's about he proposed in New York in a creative way.
This was at the Hartford Funny Bone in a mall. Hartford Funny Bone in a mall on stage. He went on stage before with flowers in front of the whole audience.
Ah, shit.
And then they sat in the show. And then also, a terrible place to propose, because after you get engaged... You want to call and text everyone. So she sat in the front row just texting the whole
time.
And then they left early.
Oh, see, that's weird. But it's different as comedians. If, like, okay, so if Lewis was like, we're doing a show in my hometown.
Pay attention, dum-dum.
Write this down. So we're doing a show in my hometown. All my family is there for some reason because it's, like, near my, you know, it would be a different situation. Reason.
They might want to see you do comedy.
Yeah. I don't know why, but they came. But that would be different than, like, just, like, a... Just like an audience member getting engaged and then sitting through the show.
Yeah, that would be sweet if, you know, if you're hosting, I assume you'd be hosting. And then he bringing you up to close and then he's like, before you start or at the end, baby. That would be something.
See, but that would be different than just being an audience member and getting proposed.
How did you propose?
Or maybe a roast.
How did you propose?
Yeah. We were in bed and I just woke her up. Because I had the ring. Here's the thing with the ring.
What? He jerked
I wanted to get rid of it. I wanted to get rid of
the
ring.
Hey, baby. She think I'm trying to fuck her? Get off me.
He's just trying to propose every night.
baby.
Don't fucking touch me.
She won't wake up.
We had plans, separate plans, too. We split like an hour later.
What do you mean?
I just woke her up. It was in the morning. I was going to Pearl Jam, and she was going to Brian Regan. So we hung out for like an hour, went to the gym, and then went our separate ways.
So you were already living together, though?
Yeah, we were living together, and I had the ring. But once you have the ring, you're like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it, and then it's exciting. You're going to bring joy to somebody. So I just wanted to
This is a brilliant move. I did this on Real Ass Podcast, and I will bestow this knowledge upon the YKWD crowd, because this is one of my best Scam That Jews. I do a segment on my show called Scam That, Jew. Not anti-Semitic. We are the Jews. We are scamming people. Scam that Jew. Like, you know, you go, girl. Scam that Jew. Just going to clarify.
Oh,
we're not anti-Semitic. And one of the best scams ever is you have to do this right now. Guys, whatever girl you're dating, it's got to be a new relationship. If you're already in a long relationship, it's not going to work. It's got to be going into the relationship now. Pretend to be very, very, very close with your grandmother. Okay? Extremely close with your grandmother. Your grandmother is the fucking world to you. She helped raise you. She means everything to you. When you go to propose to your bitch, buy some cheap shit ring. Some cheap shit ring off the internet and say, this is my grandma's ring that she gave to me to give to the one. And you have to spend fucking $400, $500 on a ring. And you don't have to spend thousands and thousands because there's so much emotional value there.
Here's what I did. I just bought a ring that was affordable because that makes sense. It's stupid to buy an expensive ring. And then I was like, I love you and will my whole life. Here's the
Kim,
ring.
Kim, if I just got you a cheap ring because it's affordable.
It's not a cheap ring. It's like $800.
That's cheap. That's a cheap ring.
And that's what she's into. She liked it. It was an old.
She's into cheap rings.
What do you call it?
Garbage?
Vintage.
Yeah. Fake.
Vintage. And I've bought her two other diamonds.
Zirconia.
She's wearing three diamonds, all purchased by moi.
Yeah.
And how about this?
They were from Hot Topic, but
I paid off her.
She loved them.
I stole them, and I paid off her debt. Wouldn't you rather? Would you rather have this?
Oh, you
your
paid
debt
off her debt
cleared, and an $800 ring.
Yeah,
$800 ring, no more debt, or a $4,000 ring and $5,000 worth of debt.
Oh, I have $32,000, so.
Yeah, there you go. You should
Kim
buy her
would
a
still
fucking
take a $32,000 ring. She's garbage.
Yeah.
You should buy her a $50 ring.
She would
pay
sell
off
the ring.
Why don't you pay off her debt?
I'd sell the ring and get myself a $15,000 ring.
She's gonna go. Oh, I'm gonna. And then she'd say, "I'm gonna pay off half my debt with this $16,000." And then she wouldn't. She'd buy weed with it.
Yep.
Why don't you be a real estate?
You know me so well.
Debt.
We should get married.
No, I don't understand the point of getting married. It is just a. It seems like kind of a. An old-timey thing to do.
He said this in the beginning of our relationship, and I was like, okay, well, if you don't care about it, then you don't mind getting married.
Yes, good point.
Because I'd mind, then, and you don't.
Well, I agreed. I said, all right, fine, I guess, if that's something you really cared about. But I think I would probably rather just do the ceremony and all that, but not actually go through with the wedding portion of it.
Yeah, I know, bitch. We're getting married.
But that part's easy and fun. You go down to the courthouse.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, you want a witness? I'll be your witness,
guys. I got warrants.
Lewis,
I don't need to go down to the courthouse.
We'll never leave the courthouse is the problem. Lewis is like one of those people that I have to like force him to do things, and then he has a lot of fun when he does them.
Yes.
That's what I say about our sex life.
That's actually really spot on.
I have to
on.
Force you, but then when we're doing it, do you not love it?
Yes, you're right.
That's the thing.
The other day we had sex, she was like, you just raped me, and I was like, you were just screaming about what you were saying.
I feel that way about sex sometimes, too, where I'm like, you're going to have an orgasm. Like, you have an orgasm every time. So why not have an orgasm? But that's the difference. I mean, not to sound like a hack premise. See, the difference
men
between, like,
women.
Men and women. We're like, there's been times where I'm like, let me go down on you right now. And Sarah's like, nah, I'm just not. Can you imagine a situation where a woman's like, let me blow you
she's
right
got
now?
A shit.
She's got
she's
a shit.
She's not honest. Kim's very honest. She's got a shit.
No, she's watching a TV show or whatever.
She's got a shit.
So what if you have to shit? I wouldn't need a turtle head. I'll still go down on you.
I would. I love I love eating pussy and putting my nose deep into her asshole.
Yes.
That like
a doggy style like, pussy eat.
Just fucking
doggy style like, pussy eat.
Like what you gotta do is you eat it so hard that your nose is buried in. At one
I love
you're
that.
Like, the asshole is around your nostrils and it's
a ring of fire.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
The ring of fire.
I like to get right in there.
So do I. I love it. And she's, you know, she's in, but she's not.
I like to be like showered.
She needs to.
Yeah, I like to keep it sexy.
If there's gonna be ass play, there should be a shower involved. Because there's thing about
Lance doesn't give a shit. I'll be gone for like 3 days.
You might get a shit though.
No, I'm like I will shower you with my tongue right now. Relax.
He's really filthy.
No, there's something about after the gym. Yeah, I have this problem too. I'm a fucking scumbag.
I texted her the other day. I was like, baby, I can't wait to be inside of you. She just didn't text me back.
In my defense, I opened it in front of someone. And then I was like, oh, and then put it away.
Don't open it in front of somebody. You can get
herpes?
Kicked out of comedy. I don't know. I was going for a joke. It didn't really make sense, I realize.
You don't like the term inside of. That's not your thing. Well, I like to talk a little dirty sometimes, and then it just turns her off.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah, I'm a filthy.
But are you publicly?
I mean, we're talking right now, quite publicly.
No.
Yeah.
Lewis, I mean, like, say it out loud. There's, like, kids in the subway looking at us. And I'm like, can you stop saying inside of you right now?
No. Yeah, Lewis also yells fuck at restaurants a bunch.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
Soda,
but that's
too.
When he, yeah.
Soda yeah, be like, dude, fuck it. I'm like, there's so many people here.
Yeah, I got
Sam Morril also.
I got a loud. But you know what? I'll be honest with you, Joe. Less so now. I think you're remembering like old Lewis a little bit more. Now that I have a kid, I think I'm a little bit more conscious of it when there's kids around.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Well, kids, but then the strangers. Like I remember.
I don't care if an adult said, "Excuse me, can you watch your language?" Because I'm an adult and my sensitive faggot ears can't hear those words.
Oh my gosh! Remember the cab driver
spit
last
in
night?
Their face. That's crazy. Oh yeah, last night that was crazy. We were in an Uber on the way home. And we were like kidding
fucking
around.
Fucking with each other.
We were just like fucking around. I don't remember what it was.
You were making me watch your fight clip again. And I was saying, can you get the heavy metal out of my face? I haven't slept. It was like, he was like, watch this.
Oh, yeah. She started doing an impression of the music.
Yeah. And I started doing a mocking the music. I'm like, you would hate this in your face at 1:30 a.m. after not sleeping. You'd be like, get that away from me.
And she was like, meh. And then the driver
turned around.
Turned around and goes, do not fight in my cab. And I'm And I'm like, first of all, we're not fighting.
I said, we're not fighting. And he goes, yeah, and mind your fucking business.
Yeah, then I
and
know
the
she
cab
goes, we're not
driver's
fighting.
Eyes opened so wide, and he just didn't say anything the rest of the ride.
Was he a Middle Eastern fella?
I don't know what the fuck he was. But it's time to mind your fucking business. How about that? If we are fighting, how about you mind your fucking business?
Yeah.
Right? And then also, you go to the point of, it was, I'm talking about, she made the noise for like a second. It was like 1 second of it, and then he was like, stop fighting. So you're not even, you just hear a noise and you don't even give a fuck enough about professional courtesy to even like consider that maybe there's something else going on.
In
or
his
whatever.
Defense, Lewis was raping me at the moment.
Well, I was beating off on you. You were turned, you were looking out the window asking for help.
You shouldn't sleep in cabs.
Ah, shit.
This is the best day of my life.
It is. It's been a pretty good show so far.
Yeah. So far. I mean, we're wrapping up, aren't we?
No, yeah. We got another fucking hour.
What are you talking about? It's fucking almost 2 o'clock.
What do you do, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I'll do however the fuck long I want.
Well, we would have had 2, but we started late.
How about this?
Kim has to leave at 2.
I'm leaving at 2.
Well, fine. We'll wrap at 2.
There's like 80% of the jokes. Joelis is going to have to take care of the rest of it.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I've been carrying this pod for a long time.
That's true.
Everyone thinks that they carry this fucking podcast, okay? And the reality is, I am the secret sauce.
Oh, my God. Your sauce.
It's true.
Not according to the YouTube comments.
That's not true. Are you kidding me?
Do they hate you on the YouTube comments?
Yeah.
They do.
Yep.
Look at his face. He's going to fight them all individually.
Hold on. Let me explain something. First of all, Gabby is sitting here like, she's like, yeah, they do. Fuckface twit. They hate you. You are expendable.
Yeah, for sure.
You're another chick in a fucking chair. Whatever. Anybody who hates me on this show, anybody who hates me on this show doesn't know what the fuck is up. Because any show that I'm on, period, across the board, I add whatever it is, I add something to it where there's an energy, there's a fucking pizzazz, there's a fucking huzzah,
ego,
there's a fucking something. Whereas when I'm not here, when I'm not on any of the shows that I'm normally on, skim milk. Weak sauce.
What?
Skim milk. Skim milk. You want whole fatty milk, full cream. You want a cup of cream. That's what you want. And that's what I give you every time.
I'm dairy free.
On your back.
I think you're great,
Thank
Gabby.
You. Thank you.
I think you're a valuable part of the show, and I love you. No, I mean, if you were gone, I wouldn't notice.
There'd be another chick in the chair, right? There's no other Louis J. Gomez. Who's the guy that brings the type of fucking energy that I fucking bring?
Another chick in the chair.
Giannis?
Chapter 12 of Joe Liss's book.
Very, very few people are going to fight a prostitute in your place. You know?
Nobody else brings this type of fucking energy.
This is very low energy, by the way, today.
It doesn't.
You're very subdued.
You're going to really jack it tonight. He's holding it all in.
It makes me nervous. Oh, it feels like you're a little under the influence.
I don't even have to fucking...
He snoozes out.
Think. No, I
think it's heroin.
I can come into any show, and I could take heroin before any show, what? And just sit there and fucking lean on the microphone, and it's going to be 40 times more interesting than most other podcasts.
Wow.
That's a fact.
We'll see. Everyone, chime in on the YouTube comments.
Chime in.
How do you feel?
Let me know. Do you like it when Louis is on the show or not on the show?
Oh, I can't wait.
Look at the fucking... By the way, all the people now that are writing, like, Louis fucking sucks, then there's, like... 15 other comments. You fucking suck. Your mom's a fucking whore. Fuck you, bitch. Whoever says
Protest
they don't like
Louis
me.
C.K.
If you find, if you see somebody that says they don't like me, it is your duty as a gomite or a skank to physically impale them with whatever sharp object.
Don't say that.
Yes.
You could be liable.
Liable? I don't know what that means.
Liable.
You're not liable. We tell the truth. That's the difference between us. You are liable.
Someone does that? Does he get
reliable.
Charged for their murder?
Yeah, you could. If someone murdered a YouTube commenter, you could get... Gnome's a lawyer,
herpes.
Bro.
I will stand by you by that in that trial.
I'll stand by you.
If you'd
be on the trial, you dummy.
I'm saying
you're on trial.
You are in trouble, Louis. You.
I will defend you in that trial.
You defend yourself.
I'll be my own lawyer, brother. What?
I object.
Overruled almost to the judge.
No, that happens when people are like, people break up and then they tell their ex-boyfriend to kill themselves and they kill themselves. Those women, they get fucking tried.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
You heard one story where that happened. That fucking chick.
No,
we give a real ass dude of the
Mike
year.
Mike knows.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens.
There's been like SVU episodes about it. And
look. Here's the thing. I'm obviously not kidding. Murder a YouTube commenter if they don't like me. Murder them. Cause them physical death.
Disclaimer, he's kidding.
Yeah. No.
He's looking at me right now.
No,
I'm saying kidding.
No, not saying kidding.
Don't.
There's a video
stream. Yeah, I don't want to marry
stream.
You anymore.
It's going to be your
I know. Comments. YouTube is going to be the stream.
I like the phrase physical death.
Also, don't do that. He is kidding. That way we don't get taken
the
down.
The views of Louis J. Gomez also reflect the views of Riotcast and the YKWD podcast and everybody involved.
Oh, no.
Well, it's because I agree with you doesn't mean it's the rest of the people.
You know what, dude? You need to kill the fucking YouTube commenters.
Dude, it's always something with you.
Dude, you're telling my fucking fans to kill your fans? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You sound like my cousin Vinny at the end. Did you know my cousin Vinny has like the highest rating from like lawyers? It's like the most accurate lawyer.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. She hated it. She didn't like it.
Every time he puts a new movie on for me, it's at 2:45 a.m. after we have to stop at like three delis for muscle.
I've jerked off three times already.
Yeah, it's like I've already had to fuck him, blow him, get jerked off on my back.
And then
he's like, we should put a movie in. And then I start falling asleep. He's like, oh, really? Now you're going to start falling asleep? I'm like, it's 4:03 a.m.
This sounds like a horrible relationship.
I'm tired.
I don't think you guys should
get
married.
I'm so tired. I just want to sleep.
What do you like about Louis? I mean, obviously the fighting is very, he's a very sexy man. He's brown. He can fight. He's got lips. Other than that, it seems like there's a just.
What is your favorite thing about me, babe?
I like, yeah, like he.
Yeah, right.
He's hot. I'm really a narcissist, and he's a lot like me.
Let's imagine
that's
Louis.
That's mostly what it is.
Louis's
that's
face.
That's what happened.
Gets...
Me and Kim. I'll tell you what happened. We roast battled each other. We interviewed each other, and then like we hit on a lot of the same things.
You know that
very
movie with Lindsay Lohan when she has the twin.
I only saw Mean Streets.
Freaky Friday.
Girls.
No.
That's where they switch bodies. Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. That's what happened with me and Lewis. We were eating like Oreos and peanut butter.
Yeah, it was fucking. It was. It
we
was,
had the same.
We
face.
Had a lot of the same things. We were same like, exact skin tone. Yeah. Like, and
your face looks like my face.
Yeah, we did that mirror thing, and then I was like, you know what? Be me.
That was our mating call. Yeah. Yeah. And then we just put our ponytails together, like in.
You
Avatar
braided them
and
together.
Yeah, and we,
wow.
The end,
and we made love ever since.
That's how Puerto Ricans fuck.
It really is. Whoa, truly,
it's a process.
It is a narcissist. It
takes
narcissist
a long time. It takes a week.
We, you can't point out one thing that we really like about each other because we don't really
love ourselves.
But we do love ourselves.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
For me, I like her butt. It's my favorite thing.
His butt could be better.
Yeah.
It did get a little better, though, in the fight,
it did,
right?
Yeah. He was doing the squats.
Seems dumpy.
It was.
No pun intended. Well, Kim, would you ever eat my ass?
No.
No. There shouldn't be male butt play. It's too nasty down there. There's hair and there's poo and it's sweat.
Lewis, no.
What?
No.
She likes a 69.
Gabby, how do you feel about butt play?
Not my thing.
Yeah. For on you or to others?
Both
yeah.
You don't like your butt being played with.
No.
She doesn't like her butt being played with either. It's fucking annoying.
It tickles me.
Are you sure?
It tickles me. Like a child.
I'm
like
sure.
When you touch a child's like thigh, it's
oh,
sexual.
I know what that's like.
It tickles me. Okay.
I think
you
it
tickle
wasn't
thighs
done
or
right.
You have had your
touching
thighs
a child's
tickle.
Thigh. I'm
okay,
a pedophile.
Okay.
Get it, guys? Come on.
I'm also a father, so you could have touched a child's thigh.
So
just nicely.
Yeah, her butt she doesn't let me fuck with her butt that much.
Every once in a while.
And then she likes it, though. She pretends she doesn't like it, but she likes it.
I think that's the like the that's a that's clinical with women.
Yeah, that's part of sex. For well, us, right?
Pretending not to like it.
Like, no, that.
Yeah,
right? This is what I'm saying.
That's like part of it.
How are you supposed to decipher the no's?
There's one that's no, and there's one that's like,
There's one's like, no, and there was like, no, help!
Yeah.
Help!
Yeah. The other one, there's tears and blood.
Help!
And then the other one's rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. I liked it.
Not bad. I wish you liked the butt play more because your butt is really good.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I think New Yorkers have good butts because of all the stairs.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. So you've never had a guy eat your butt?
No.
Gab?
Nope.
Never once?
No.
Aw, her butt.
I'm a butt.
She's
virgin.
A butt virgin?
Yeah. Wow.
And is it because you're just self-conscious?
No, I've had a finger in my butt and I was like, I don't think that's for me.
Finger in
I
the butt is a very different thing than getting your butt eaten. Getting your butt eaten is like...
It tickles, yeah.
Yeah, finger, it could be fucking invasive.
It's like not a clit. Like my butthole's not a clit. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
I've read some articles that it puts...
That it is?
Pressure.
What?
No. But the,
what?
The,
he's been eating pussy wrong this whole time.
A finger in there puts more pressure on everything. It gives a little more pressure.
I think that's
down.
For men.
No, I think I read an article for women. I've been reading a lot about sex.
Yeah, what does it say with butt? Because I've heard women that have had orgasms... Through butt sex.
Well, you have to be. Oh, I don't know about that, but I think a small finger pressure.
Women have orgasms through butt sex.
Well, women can have orgasm from anything.
Yeah, like
if
reading a good
they
book.
They act good enough.
Yeah, women are fucking. Women are strange. Like a hot bath gives them an orgasm.
Reading a good book.
Just sewing.
A sale.
Making Lewis lunch.
Yeah, making a sandwich.
I gotta go.
No. Yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
No, we're not wrapping up. We're going.
I keep thinking you're gonna wrap up and then you're
Yeah, it feels like we're wrapping up. Right.
We should do your plugs at the very least.
Listen.
Butt plugs.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, you guys.
Everyone shut up.
I gotta
I'm
go.
In charge. Go!
That's what he says when he comes. You guys follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon and listen to my podcast, Broad Topics, itunes.com/broadtopics. I'm also doing a podcast with Subway Creatures, and that's iTunes,
that's
Spotify,
awesome.
YouTube, anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find the Subway Creatures podcast. My last podcast, Stone Science, youtube.com/stonescience.
Okay.
Those are
Goodbye.
Great plugs. That was efficient plugs.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, it is.
Well
there
done.
We there you go, Kimberly Congdon. Thank
hey,
you
folks. Much. This is Joe List. I will be at That's Not the Exit. And you left your herpes medicine. Look at what a great website. Great photo.
Solid.
That's great.
That's
I will be at Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville.
This weekend, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. Then I am at, scroll down a little bit there, Mike. Is that all my dates that are up there?
Oh,
fuck me. I got to update my website. I'll be at the Cleveland Hilarities, September, I think 21st, 22nd, 23rd, something like that. And also... somewhere else right before that. Fuck me hard. I can't remember. Oh, I hate myself for not remembering.
Okay.
Anyways, I will be in Cleveland coming up, Alabama coming up, and somewhere else I fucking hate. Oh, Buffalo! Buffalo. I'll be at Helium Buffalo in September. That's a big September. Huntsville, Alabama, Buffalo, New York, and
we get
Cleveland,
it.
Ohio.
Jesus Christ,
Tuesdays
no.
with Stories.
Whoa,
you can hear it.
Fucking plugs.
Every Tuesday. You should get some fucking hair plugs, you fucking chubby Rican.
Rican.
I cut out the Porto part.
I liked it.
at Joe List Comedy, and don't kill anybody. Be nice. Bye.
Anybody else going to plug anything?
I'm good.
We'll do Bobby's after you.
Okay. Yeah, guys, GomezComedy.com is not a website anymore.
Yeah.
Gomez Comedy on Instagram. And, yeah, September 8th, Legion of Skanks live in Boston. Bobby Kelly's going to be in Boston that
what
day.
What venue?
Yeah,
I'll be there.
You're going to be there? Yeah. Who knows? Maybe
what
we'll
venue?
Do some
That'd be fun.
Laugh Boston. Boston.
You're there at the same time?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to miss it by a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I leave Tuesday.
Saturday the 8th.
You get in on Saturday.
We get in on Saturday the 8th. Robert Kelly will also be in town that day.
Yes,
so.
And we have a live podcast on the 6th.
Ooh, weird. Maybe Bobby Kelly will be on the Legion of Skanks podcast. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Tune in.
Guys, if you're in Boston, there's two shows, one at 4, one at 11:30, something like that. Get tickets for both because it's going to be 1 hour each show, and we're going to release them as one collective podcast. So if you want to be a part of both shows, you can do that. I got a tour coming up all of October and November. I'll be posting dates and links very soon. So if you're anywhere in this country, I'm going to be going to basically every market. And I'm filming my first stand-up comedy special, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, here in New York City at The Cutting Room on December 2nd. Tickets will be available very, very soon. I appreciate everybody that has supported me with everything that I do. I love you all. That's it.
Mike?
Awesome. I got nothing going on. But this week, if you're going to be at the Comedy Cellar Vegas, you can see Bobby, Keith Robinson, Paul Verzi, Rich Voss, and House MC Mark Cohen. It'll be a great show. Make sure you use the code CCSocial for $25 tickets. And Bobby, after that, make sure you follow his Patreon, Robert Kelly Patreon. Make sure you get all the Live from the Sheds one-on-ones. You can only get those on there. And he will also be, like we said, at Laugh Boston, the 6th through the 8th. Live YKWD on the 6th.
Yep.
And then he'll be at the Washington Draft House the week after. And Punchline Philly on the September 21st and 22nd.
That's great.
Sweet. All right. Fuck yeah. We love you guys. YKWD. The regulars on Patreon coming soon. Just me, Joe, and Dan cutting on at all the middlemen. Don't go
to I love that. Yeah, I'll let's make there. Some money.
I'll be there.
Money, baby. Okay. This is it. Goodbye.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.